Why you ain't sit on this side?
What the hell does that mean?
Because every time I look at you, I never
sat at that side.
It's just because every time I look at you, now all I see is your thigh.
Oh, set me up.
That was a good setup. That was a good alley.
Shut me up. It's like yesterday, my boy goes, I only know what the top of your head looks like. I'm like, I'm taller than you.
He goes, wait, hold on. What?
Yeah.
He only knows what the top of your
head. He don't see
head.
My eye because he only knows what the top of my head looks like. And I was like, I'm taller than you. How do you know what the top of my head looks like? He goes, you be sucking my dick.
Okay. That makes sense.
That's I was like, damn. He goes, how'd you fall into that? I'm like, because I never heard it before. Like, I'm starting to realize that people put me on such a pedestal that, you know, and now, like, it didn't always make sense to me before because it was the ego taking over. Uh-huh. But so it makes sense in a different way. Mm-hmm. But now I get it.
I love that for you.
Why are you weak?
You didn't even elaborate on it. You're just like, yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Who puts you there? Elaborate on this.
One of my boys.
Oh, okay.
All it's not boys.
Me. It's, what do you mean?
You're the first one to put him on a pedestal.
There's only a character that
you
I play.
You carry him.
Yo, think about this, though. Why they call it a pedal still? Is that like idle mode?
It's because it's always going.
But pedaling goes, but it's called pedestal. Still don't move.
Oh, my God.
I like sparkling.
One of our friends, he has said he mispronounced debt.
Debt?
Debt.
He said death.
No, he...
He said death.
He was not adding...
He trying to do the B?
No.
He did a T-H.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he
no,
did.
He did it.
Yes, he did.
That's why I was confused with what you were saying. He said debt.
With a debt. P.
With
yeah.
a P. P.
No, B.
He ain't do that.
Yes, he did. And that is usually you don't say the B. It's like lasagna. Yeah. Like, it's a different sound it makes. Like the G and N-A. Yeah. Lasagna. Feel me?
He just wants another reason to bring up Lil Wayne.
It's one of them days.
One of those days. I'm on my period.
Period.
I'm definitely, and this one is the days where I get cramps. So I'm already like moody and irritable.
If you want, you can take
wait.
Yourself. We got you.
Wait, you what?
Irritable.
All right.
What did you thought she said?
I heard a V in there.
Irritable.
Nah,
I'm still hearing it.
Nah, irritable. I said it wrong just now before that one. This time I said it right. That last time.
It's all right. Don't worry. I bring the energy. Welcome to Dashy Reality. I am your host, Chicklet.
And it's your girl, Melanie.
And we got Cabo the Creators on the Unos and Doses. So back to what I was saying.
Yeah.
The people that put me on a high pedestal.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because we were having a brief conversation before we started, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I've been looking at the good of people recently.
You have?
Like, I've been given different perspectives, right? And it's like, and it's good different perspectives. Like, I know it. Like, the other day when I can't even bring the shit up, but I've been given the other side.
You feel like you've been on point?
I think
time will tell if it's true.
Time is telling.
No, he has been hitting some good points. Recently.
The people understand their own feelings, and they're not understanding the other person's feelings with certain stuff.
Ego in me wants to call him out for when he doesn't understand my feelings.
When I don't. Name one time
I'm not
this week.
Do it.
Name one time this week.
Right before on the couch.
What I did?
You didn't understand my feelings.
What was your feelings?
It don't matter. It don't matter.
Wait. You can't do that.
Yeah. Yes, I can.
No, you can.
Yes, I can.
Why?
Yes, I can.
That's not fair.
Yes, it is.
All right.
It is fair.
You could just be lying right now.
If I'm lying, then you should understand my feelings right now.
Oh, see, this is, I'm getting it. I'm going to win, too. I'm going to win.
Win
he's
what?
Gonna win.
I'm gonna win.
Life?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's gonna win at life.
I hope
he's
so.
He's really
my boy.
He's been walking a lot. He's been we've been conversing about self reflecting. Like just the power of everything you say.
Wait, I'll try to cut you off.
The power of everything you say is really your reality. Mm-hmm. And so that, like, heavy, like, really heavy on that's your reality. And so, you know, that's been our conversations the past week.
I can explain it if you want me to go into details. Yeah. You know, usually we start off with like some wild shit, which is weird because usually we end it on ourselves, like on a whole different note. Mm-hmm. Like the last hour of the pod, we be on some like spiritual, meditating, floating shit, but the whole beginning be bullshit. So I like that we kind of started. Yeah, we started the good way this time. You know what I'm saying? So people can actually hear it. So exactly what Melanie said. So I've always been a person of self, right? Mm-hmm. Like, yo, you got to give credit to yourself. You got to give credit to yourself. This is you. This is not nothing else. Making it happen for you. This is you. It's all you. Praise you, right? Mm-hmm. And I believed in manifestation and all that. But I didn't believe in you could just manifest. You have to put in some time. And I still agree with that, right? But now I'm realizing I'm not going to believe in manifestation soon with the route I've been going. Or not that I'm not going to believe it. I'm not going to talk about it as it's separate. Like, it's just me. It's just me. That's it. Like, there's no other things. It's just me. So, you know how when they say what you put into the universe, like, be careful, whatever, because it might come true. Like
karmic retribution.
Yeah. I think those is all, like, guidelines, because people have a hard time seeing themselves. Like yourself is a blind spot. So if we compartmentalize. I always struggle with that word.
Yeah, you still are.
No, I'm not.
You got it wrong.
Compartmentalize.
Why am I struggling? Like, it's rubbing off on me.
That shit's contagious, like his style.
Carpentalize. Whatever.
Right? So for that to be able to, I'm going to look at me. I'm going to go like this and you say it for me. So I think using those guidelines to
compartmentalize,
I think that's what it's for, because people have a blind spot with themselves. Okay. So when I'm thinking of drinking, right, before, when I was like, why do I keep drinking when I want to stop? And it was like, because your brain thinks that makes you happy, so it's just trying to keep you happy. So sounds crazy. For people that understand, thank you. So when you tell yourself, I can't, right? Your brain is literally like, okay, we can't.
We can't.
Mm-hmm. Like, it just listens to you. Yeah. It has nothing with the universe, to me, responding to you. It's you responding to you. You're literally making that real for you because you told yourself, I can't. So why would I tell myself I could if I just told myself I can't?
Yeah, you're so literally your reality.
Yeah, I can't. And I'm going to just stop. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes everything else real down the line, because you're moving as you can't. So now everything else can't. So I stopped looking at it as this huge picture of I'm speaking into the universe, even though I still believe in universe and stuff like that. But I'm just like, yo, it really starts from here, though. And that, to me, makes more sense, you know, at least for a person like me. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I deadass just told myself I can't.
Yeah.
So why would I be able to do it if my brain is going to listen to me? Mm-hmm. I think so. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, yeah.
My brain is literally going to listen to me. It try to make me happy by keep me drinking. Of course, it's going to try to make me happy. Like, why is he carrying these shits up the stairs? He can't do it. Oh, yeah, I can't. Put it down, bro. Make yourself happy. You literally can't. Why would you struggle? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, shit. Some people, I be scared to talk like this because some people in the comments be like, what the fuck?
No, but you know what I look at? Like,
he just be rambling.
Me and you had this conversation before where I tell you, like, everybody, I feel like we all going to learn the same lessons in life. We just all learn them at different times. So when somebody, like, if you're saying what you're saying now, if somebody don't get it now, maybe, like, in 2-3 years, they're going to get it. Like, I do with my brothers all the time. I'm like, yo, bro, I already been your age. I already been through whatever struggle you've already trying to go through or whatever it is. So I'll give him the advice, and he wouldn't take it. And I'll be like, okay, if you don't do it, this is what's going to happen. And then that'll happen. And he'll be like, yo, how did you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, because I already been through all of that. You wasting your own time.
Same exact way.
It's not a waste.
I know some people need to physically go through it in order to learn it. So that'd be like my struggle with my brothers, because it's like, but I'm telling you this is going to happen, and look at how many times I was right, but but they still need to go and see it for themselves.
You have to find it so that it resonates for you and it makes sense for you.
Yeah.
And I think even like the self, like how straight to the point that analogy is of everything you say, you do, you know, is a reflection of the world around you. And it doesn't mean that when you speak of the universe, that those things aren't still true. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm correlating in the same direction. But yeah, when we was talking about it in the car, I was like, it was mad random. I had called them. You had said something like really interesting about how, like those are the wrong ways or something, manifesting. Like when you manifest and you speak to universe, like that's the wrong way because it's self. At the end of the day, it's self. And I was like, well, I don't think it's the wrong way. I feel like if it works for you, it's still true. And it's just a step. Like each step you learn more and it opens more. So now he had put in a really good perspective. Like I would manifest to not get a ticket. Mm-hmm. Like I would be like, oh, I'm manifesting not to get a ticket.
Okay.
Like manifesting that. And he was like, well, why won't you just manifest more money into your life so that you can pay those bills? And I was like, okay.
Different perspective.
I see that. Yeah. It was a very different perspective. And I was like, you right about that one. But that just because I've now elevated myself in the way I think doesn't mean that because I was manifesting no ticket is that like you're like here at the bottom.
Yeah, it's like
I do think that's wrong though. I think I
agree with
that. Only because it's like if my fault. You park at a pump and he said, I hope I don't get a ticket. Then we get a ticket. It kind of to me could shift your reality of manifestation. Okay, like, oh, I just manifested I didn't get a ticket, and then when you don't have a ticket, it's like it's working.
That part I agree with too. The part that I agree with yours is just another perspective. I think of like if, you know, you ever lost something, like if I'm sitting right here and I'm like, oh man, I can't find my pen and I'm going crazy. And you're like, what are you looking for? And I'm like, my pen, I can't find my pen. He's like, but the pen is right there in front of you. And it's like, oh yeah, I didn't even see it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking everywhere I possibly could look, but for some reason, I just didn't see it, mm-hmm. even though it's so clear to somebody else from their perspective.
Cheeks do that shit all
like
the time.
But it's like that with our problems too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, one of us could be searching and like, I don't know where I'm supposed to go. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing right now or whatever it is. And I'll go and vent to one of you guys and you're like, but you just said it. That's the answer right there. Go do this. Or you're already doing it. Just continue doing this. Or,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's like, oh, okay.
That's a really good analogy.
You know?
Panicking about looking for something, finding something.
And it's right there in front of you the whole time. Yeah, it's not even missing.
That's really good.
And I love the new thought set because my manifestation right now is to manifest the mindset
mm-hmm.
of strictly being positive. Because that was the other thing. I don't know if I spoke about it last time, but the other thing for me was if you're positive all the time, there's no room for negativity.
Yeah.
And when there's no room for negativity, even though negative stuff still happens, but you're not looking at it negatively.
There's opportunities.
There are more opportunities, and you look at it, okay, there's opportunity to learn. There's opportunity to
grow,
to do something different. There's opportunity, you know, to solve this problem. If I go back and complain about this problem, this is why, you know, I think of the universe again, or God, or the way that people look at stuff. I think you're supposed to use that as to stay positive,
mm-hmm.
right? So when you start questioning your reality and you're down all the time, I'm like, believe in God, bro. You believe in God. Believe in God.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's kind of my advice for people
have
now that believe
in
the universe. Have faith. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is what you believe in. Because I think that would, you know, it's also easier to do that, I think, besides put blames on yourself and stuff. Just be like, yo, just have faith. Just, mm-hmm. you know, if you don't think you're powerful enough, you do think there is somebody powerful enough. Believe in them because it makes it real. So when you don't have negativity and you're not sitting down complaining, right, you're positive and you're solving, that's more room to create the life you want.
Yeah.
Because you're solving the whole time. It's done. That's finished. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. This is happening now? Your whole life starts shifting because there's no... You're wasting time sitting down doing nothing but complaining.
Yeah. You want to hear this funny story? One time I was running for the train at Grand Central Station. They had put a new LIRR station there. But they make that station. That station is a mile and a half of traveling. Like you need 10 minutes to walk to the train.
Yep.
And so I'm running. And there's this dude next to me running as well to the train. And the only reason I didn't stop running was because he kept running. So I'm like, all right, now I got someone to push me. But I wanted to stop running a few times ago. So you go down through the escalators of hell because that's how long the escalators is. And I go to my train as if it never left. He keeps running past. And I go up the stairs and my train is gone. And I start crying. I get on the floor and I start crying. I throw a little, there was no one around me in this clean station.
By the way, it was mad clean.
It was really clean. Yeah, it's a clean station, all right? If you go, if you take the 2 mile walk to the Grand Central IRR, you will see.
It's dramatic, like you drop to your knees.
Yeah.
Like,
yo, it was really that. I like one thing that I hate is missing a train. Especially when I put mad effort into it.
If you ran, but that's why New Yorkers don't run.
Yo.
I'm not running for the bus or the train.
Never.
Because if it leaves, who's going to look like an idiot?
Me. I'm going to start crying. So I start crying for like a minute or two. For like a minute. And then I realize there's other trains, Melanie.
In 3 minutes.
And then I'm like, oh, this man probably ran to the other train that's leaving. You dumb bitch. So I go back down. I try to catch that train that he's probably on. And I'm like, oh, good. I made it. It's like it leaves and like it shows the time that it's about to leave. So I get on the train and the train doesn't move. And I'm like, this is weird. These LIRRs, they be on time. Mm-hmm. And I see that the time keeps moving. Like the time that the train is planning to leave keeps moving. And I'm like, the fuck? Bitch, why do I realize that the train time that it was leaving is the time that it is right now. And the train that I got on was stationed to leave in another 10 minutes. So the train that dude was on, he'd been left. I should have followed him all along.
You was on
oregano? No, I was sober. I just hate that fucking Grand Central Station. And that was me panicking about the train. And I did three things that just prolonged my fucking stay. And then you want to add some more sugar on? Oh, well, I had to take it to Jamaica and then head back to my rail station. It was just.
I'm about to start taking the LIRR.
The LIRR is a vibe, bro.
It looked like it is, but it's just like, from where I'm going to be at to over here is going to be a mission.
Oh. Well, you could just take it to our station. Sorry, I'm at random, but you could take it to our station and catch a ride with us. Unless the days that you're not here.
Nah, the other days will work out.
Yeah. There's also closer stations.
Okay.
Sorry.
Because I wanted to, even though positive talk, nobody determines that you guys look stupid but you. Run for that fucking train, yo, if y'all need it. Don't let that stupid-ass new mindset you created through these years of negativity decide who you are, motherfuckers. I dead been on that mindset because I agreed with you. You saw how fast I agreed with you? I'm not fucking running for no train. Mm-hmm. Why? Because I don't want to look stupid. Who do I look stupid to? Myself. Who else gives a fuck? No one.
Nobody.
So the conductor waving goodbye while he closing the door.
Bye.
Yeah, but look, that's just... 2 seconds of embarrassment, let's say. The conductor waving at you. That's it. Why do I choose to
other people that be like, run, Forrest, run.
That's funny.
Yeah, it is. I'd be like, it makes me want to run more. Like, I got this.
Somebody commented in the comments how mean I am. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, Chico is mean and Melanie's so sweet.
That's Melanie's burner account.
Right?
That's me. Yo. Wow, you should really treat her really nice.
I'd be so shocked, right? One, that Melanie's nice. Even though I understand on the pod that you are nice here.
I'm nice in real life.
Okay.
She is nice.
I know.
She's not to you.
Because he's so mean.
I know.
Right? But isn't being mean part of like our like culture?
I don't know.
I think it's a part of our trauma. That's what
I'm talking about like New York culture.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Like making fun of each other, be like, whoa, you stupid for saying that.
Yeah.
The only shit is that I do gotta understand that you are a woman.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. You're more sensitive.
Nah, I was a woman. You guys are exactly.
You gotta respect boundaries.
No, I just say woman because a man has to eat it. He can't show his emotions.
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
That's what you gotta do.
He can't show his emotions. If I'm making fun of you and you start folding and you a man and you one of my boys, I'm never chilling with you again.
Bro, we went out to dinner yesterday. And it was me with the guys. And so I was indulging in their, I was also lit, but I was indulging in their dynamic.
This is where I think you're fake.
I'm not.
You know why?
I was being extra mean.
I've been saying since I've been a little while noticing, you know, ego, I've said this, ego comes out when you're drunk. Melanie is so mean when she drinks, right? Uh-huh. She's just mean.
Yeah.
It's me mean though. Right?
And this man be crying.
I don't be crying. That's cap.
Well, you're calling me out.
Yeah, because every single thing I say, you be like, oh, I don't like name calling. Okay, so don't name call me. Right? And you, all you do is name call. Right? So when you're doing it, I just be like, all right, look, you're mean when you're drunk. I'm not complaining. I'm not saying, you mean when you're drunk.
I'm just pointing it out.
I'm not sad. I'm not a, you mean, and it's funny to me. Right?
Yeah, you've said that for a while.
It's funny to me, though. It's not really like, I do be getting sensitive, though, sometimes. I have to catch myself like, wait.
Me too. Yeah.
But
me too.
Right? I do. It's not for me.
This is Melanie.
Because I know how shit sounds contradicting now, which I'm not against no more, right? But like, or hypocritical or whatever. Mm-hmm. I am pointing it out because it did bother me or whatever. But I'm not going to take this further than what it is. I see you lit, whatever. I'm just saying you mean, though. Like, it is what it is. Oh. So yesterday, she starts saying, oh, I'm mean because... I'm like, no, you're mean because you're lit.
Oh, she's trying to justify
it. Yeah, always. It's just how y'all talk to each other, so I'm down. No, we've been calling you out since last time that you mean.
But
yeah.
You're always around. Like, right now, you don't be like one of the guys.
Yeah, we're mean to each other all the time.
I'm going to hit y'all with the mean joke soon. Don't worry.
You hit me with one before we started recording.
No, that wasn't one.
To you, that it wasn't. That's just that,
and honestly, the only reason I had mentioned it was to give ideas about emailing other pods. But I had that conversation in my head. So I kind of said it, and then I left it at that. So
Malay's mean is
her intention was way different.
Yeah, I know. And I didn't address it at all either. And I was I had the whole conversation in my head, even though you said it kind of bothered you. Jeez. I didn't even address
it. Before I even like looked up right away, I looked up and she was already staring at me like she's wilding.
Like, babe, we're supposed to have this conversation in private. Not in front of him.
No, it wasn't for that. Wasn't
you know what's funny about Belletti's meanness, though? What? That since it is by accident, it hurts more.
Yeah. That's it. I feel like if
because it feels like you're brushing it off afterwards. She's like, oh no, I didn't mean that. All right, it's like, like now you elaborated, so it's like, okay, that does make sense from your side too.
But yeah, I'm a Lenny.
But cheeks is worse.
I'm sorry.
I am worse.
Cheeks is worse.
It's worse when it's on purpose.
Yeah, but I feel like mine. Head, he'll leave. But I feel like mine. You could tell is a like you know what it is delivery too. Mine, I feel like you could tell is a joke. So I was like, damn, that hurt, but that was funny. Melanie be like, that's why that girl left you when you was in third grade and you keep thinking about her and that's why she don't think about you no more. Because you chose the life that you wanted to and she hates you now. And I'm like, that's not a joke.
You know when they be like, when you make like a cheap joke and they be like, oh, you grabbed the low-hanging fruit. Melanie climbs to the top of the tree and grabs the fruit nobody knows about.
I don't know how to play.
Right? Like, I'll be like, that's why your girl's fucking somebody else. Right?
She'd be like, that's why you was in the incubator when you was 6 months.
Melanie will bring up a serious moment when your girl was actually fucking somebody. Yeah. Like, I'll just say it as a joke. Melanie be like, that's why you saw that video with your girl fucking somebody else. It was like, wait, that was mean. She goes, too far?
My bad. And I try to reverse it like my fault.
I think it was, I'm a hypocrite right now, right? But I be knowing, like, I be having a conversation with myself before I say whatever I'm going to say.
Yeah.
And I just go for it. Like, fuck it. If you feel away, you feel away.
Yo, we should make a skit. Nobody take this. This is my intellectual property. We should make a skit where all of our friends' therapists know Melanie already.
So, oh, while,
while she's looking for, like, a therapist, they all already know her.
They're like, nah.
They're like, nah, we can't. We can't.
We, sorry. A lot of our patients came in talking about
you. You're causing a lot of trauma. No.
Yeah. No, I figured it out. You know what it is? I caused the drama, right? Melanie doesn't. So when you hear her deep ass, I give the jabs, you know, and I just don't stop with the jabs. But then you... 2 weeks later, come with a haymaker.
Yeah,
but you've been
nice
for 2 weeks, and out of nowhere, you come with this haymaker. Like, oh, I remember you said this to me.
2 weeks. It could be fucking...
It'd be 6 months.
If we're hanging out for... No, it'd be quick. It'd be the whole day. Me and Melanie is Gucci.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And then later that night, just, you know, we still on good terms. She just hit me with that, and I'd be like...
I think that's what's different, too, that the unfortunate part is that people expect...
They expect it from you. They don't expect it from
so
me.
So when you come around and you start choking the fuck up.
Anybody out
like,
there.
Like, wait. If you've been talking about Chiclet, shit about Chiclet all day with me, and then now you're on his side when he's
here. Yeah, but that's one thing about me is I feel like I'm not biased in that sense. Because I'm joking with Cheeks all day, or like, or arguing all day, And like, you say something and I disagree with it, I'm not going to fucking... Wait, let me explain that right. Let's say we're beefing. Me and Cheeks are beefing. And then he starts beefing with you.
Cheeks and beef is crazy.
Yeah. He starts beefing with you and then I start siding with him because he's making good points. Like, I'm not,
biased,
not biased in that
you're
sense.
You're biased.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Not
no, I'm not.
Me.
No. I deadass won't do that. Fuck out of here.
I was going to say, if you ever out and Cheeks got to look at you and be like, yo, that joke was a little too much, you really went too far.
He do. He be, yo, I feel like he be making it hotter than what it is.
You know
though.
Why? Because Melanie
no,
be
it's
not.
Because you don't read the room.
Yeah,
everybody's quiet like, oh, shit, that was a bomb.
Right? And not even that. Is that I have relationships with these people. Melanie sees them sometimes, you know, here and there. And then she'll bring up a moment that I said to her. I'll be like, you fucking bitch, you're not supposed to know that. But she'll see me joking about it, be like, hey, joking about it. Here you go. Hey, relax.
And I try to play it off.
It was uncalled for.
And then I just make myself look crazy, and I'm like, oh, maybe I'm making it up.
Maybe a little fairy told me.
Moment. She made some shit up that day. My boy starts saying some shit in the crib, and Malay goes, ah, that sucks. I'm like, you think you know that already, right? Because I knew she was lying. Like, she was, oh, that sucks. I knew in her head she heard this before. Uh-huh. So that's why she came to, oh, that sucks. I already knew her tone and voice. And she's like, Chiclet told me not to say nothing, so this is my voice.
I can't remember if you did or didn't.
So she goes, oh, that sucks. And I'm like, I didn't tell you that part. And she's like, oh, okay.
I feel like I overheard it, though.
Nah, I didn't know about it till then either.
You was trying to probably fill in the blanks by yourself, and that was one of your theories. She's
I don't like, know, man.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. I ended up making myself look crazy. I didn't want to be like, oh, I couldn't remember how I found out. See, but I feel like, right, because relationships, shouldn't it be automatic that your partner's going to tell your partner? Like, you.
It
so
shouldn't
like,
be automatic. However,
it depends.
I assume.
Right?
So if I'm going to tell Cheek something, I already in my head, I'm like, I'm okay with him telling Melanie. And vice versa. If I'm going to tell somebody, you know, man A, but I know his wife gossips to everybody, I'm not telling him nothing. Mm. Even though I know he could hold it down for me, I know he's going to tell her and it's going to go everywhere.
Just in case he does tell her.
And vice versa. If it's her and he's
I stopped telling Melanie shit just because of her.
Yeah,
like, I want to tell you something so bad, but
I kind of suck at it. I can't remember. Like, I'm...
You don't remember who told you what?
I'll forget that it's like confidential.
We had this conversation before. She won't remember that you was the person that she's telling the story about.
I've done that too. I've done that one too, bro. Where I'm like, oh, I remember this story, and they're right there, and then I realize as I'm about to say it, as I'm processing, I'm like, this is the person you're talking about, and I'm like, forget it, I don't remember.
But she fucked me over so many times. I'm like, you're not supposed to know
that's
this.
That's funny.
Sometimes I already start telling the story.
Yeah, she starts telling the story. I'm like, yeah, this is the person. How the fuck? This is the person.
And I'm like, and no, this is not thumb. This is not thumb. And he's like, yes, it is.
It was a movie I saw.
Yeah, I saw it on TikTok.
It was on Lifetime. It was on Lifetime.
Who watches Lifetime?
Nobody. That's why you can say it.
Okay.
It was a movie I saw on Lifetime.
Yeah, nobody watches Lifetime.
I think y'all watch Lifetime.
I do.
Speaking of relationships, right? Mm-hmm. One of the topics is rules to a break.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. So we're going to go through rules. How about rules through relationships and then we'll get there?
Ross? And
Ross and Rachel. Yeah, they were on a break.
First of all,
the Ross and Rachel situation is a little different. It's a little different, right?
Yeah. Let's first get to how do you know if it's a break?
Okay.
How do you know it's a break? So step one, it was said.
If you live together, you're no longer in the crib anymore. You got kicked out. Somebody got kicked out.
What is?
You can't live together and be in a break. I'm not accepting that. How about that? That's my rule.
You can't live together and be on a break. Like, it don't count. Yeah, like, you're just giving each other silent treatment.
That's not a break.
Okay. So
if you're planning on moving out and you're going through the shit, you're just looking for a crib, you're on a break.
But what if you change your mind?
Then you're off the break.
So then what can you do on a break?
Anything you want. You're single.
Nah, you wildin'. I feel like there's a certain period of time you must wait and test if things are changing, like legit changing. So like, all right, we'll use like a week.
Do we agree we on a break, or how do you know we on a break?
How do I know? If so, perfect example, Chiclet break up with me all the fucking time, right? How do I really know if he's on a break?
When I leave, I just told you.
No, because you come back.
I never left.
Exactly.
All right, so he leaves.
So if I was to leave,
you're just bullshitting.
No.
So he leaves and you guys are on a break. But during the break, you know, you guys are messing each other. It wasn't a bad, you know, thing that made you guys do a break.
Uh-huh.
It was like, yo, I need to focus on acting. I need to focus on getting my stuff together for my comedy skits. And, you know, so it was a mutual little break, but y'all still texting back and forth.
I can fuck something.
Whatever.
No way.
But she's
bro.
Saying, yeah, but she's saying how
yes,
long
I can.
After?
Right away.
No, I don't think so. I think you should wait.
For what?
Because, boom. Let's say you come back to your senses.
Wait, did you hear what he just said?
I did.
We're taking a break due to
I understand.
Job choices.
I don't care about the reason. I still feel like you should wait about a week. To see if things are actually serious. I feel like you're not really on
a
break. I feel like you're not really on a break until you stop speaking to each other.
No, that's not even a break.
That's a breakup.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you telling me that we can go on a break? A break? We still talking?
I'm not going to lie. I understand your point. But I think I'm old enough to understand out of anger if you told me you didn't want to be with me, I'm not considering that a breakup. I'm not considering that anything at all. So it doesn't affect me. But if me personally, but if you come to me and say, hey, this is a job choice I want to make. I need to be on my own for right now to make this happen. That's two different things. I'm not taking your words seriously out of anger.
Yeah, I get what you say. I need to see a change in the relationship in order to believe it, in order to actually see the break. If we're doing the same thing and you said you wanted a break out of growth a week ago and then you're still coming over, you're still hanging out with me, you're still talking to me every day, like if we're in a relationship, I don't believe that we're really on a break.
I am.
So what I will do is call you out on it. Call you out on doing the same things that you did when we were in a relationship.
That's cool.
Because that's not fair. That's not fair for me to be here fishing me around with my feelings. You're fishing me around with my feelings.
Am I fake that I think that's your problem?
No, I don't think. I think it's fake of you to feel like you can still be a part of my life after you just said you want a break.
Are we on the same page here?
Yeah, that's why I'm a little lost. That's why I'm
maybe not.
I tried to explain three times. Added
more to the scenario.
I didn't add more to the scenario.
I'm saying if we decided on it's different career choices.
Okay.
Right?
I got to go focus on this. I got to go focus on this.
Right?
All right.
And I think that it is a career choice. This is not considered something bad happens easier, right? A career choice that we, and I still come around and stuff like that. I don't think there's nothing wrong for me doing that.
Okay.
Right? Like, I do think I made the decision and I missed something. And yeah, bro, if you call me out for it and be like, yo, you said you wanted a career choice. Why are you still coming around? I understand that we have to have that conversation.
It's given fear of commitment. That's what it gives. Because you still have me in your life.
Are you talking about? It's me and you. I've been together with 8 years for you. How is there fear of commitment?
I'm not tying it to us. I'm looking
at what the scenario is.
Exactly. I'm looking at the scenario.
Yeah.
Y'all telling me two people, right?
Us, no. We literally talk about
one and two, right? Let's talk about me and you then. Me and you. I said
I
want to pursue acting. I can't give you everything that I can give right now. I want to focus on myself.
And Cheek says, oh, yeah, I was actually thinking the same thing. I'm going to go do that for my comedy stuff.
Okay. And so we're no longer together. That's it. We separated ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we've been together for years.
So you guys are
texting. Of course we're checking in with each other. How you doing? Like, what's going on? Yada, mm-hmm. yada, yada. Fun jokes. I feel like the line of separation is blurred.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's unfair of me, the person who initiated saying that I want a break.
Okay.
When I said I want to focus on myself while still doing things that seems like we're in a relationship.
Yeah.
Because if I want to focus on myself, then focus on myself.
Yeah.
Focusing on myself, in my eyes.
What's the difference between a break and a breakup to you?
A break and a breakup. A break and a breakup. A breakup, y'all don't speak.
Okay, so we...
But I don't actually...
That's what you get, but that's what you want in the other scenario.
A break and a breakup. That one got me. A break and a break. Let's take a break. A break is insinuating that y'all gonna come back together when things are good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
That's what we've been talking about.
A breakup. Okay. So then that's interesting, because I didn't look at it like that.
Yeah, but that's why I was like, you guys are texting still and...
Because it's just a break.
I got to go focus on this. I'm not going to see nobody else. I got to go focus on this.
Oh, yeah. That's why the first conversation
was the rules.
That's why I wanted to get back to you.
Yeah. So now the scenario happened. You pursuing acting now.
I'm pursuing acting now.
Yeah.
I gave a break. If I'm doing a break, you know, I'll probably check in once a week or something and be like, hey, like, oh, this is what's been going on in my life. Like,
I'll be right back. Fuck you.
Yeah. And I feel like it's not fair for the person. Like, I cannot expect him to be waiting for me, though.
Yeah.
See, I will say that when we take a break, I'm not doing nothing. I'm not doing nothing for a good month, 2 months. I'm not pursuing anybody because just in case we actually come back together and he finds out like I fucked around with somebody, I tell him that I fucked around with somebody else. It's just going to put more shit in our relationship.
Not even. That's fucked up that you took a break from me but was able to go be with somebody else.
That too. Yeah. That is too.
Yeah.
But you are the person who got told that we're taking a break.
Yeah. I get to fuck.
You get to fuck.
Yeah,
you wouldn't wait to deal to just in case.
Just in case what?
I feel like if you told me you wanted to take a break, I wouldn't do anything with anybody for.
But that's where hypocrite me, right?
I wouldn't do anything.
Let's make this a little spicy, right?
Yeah, because it's like a double sided sword. Because I do agree with you that if I'm not the person who initiated,
then I get to do whatever.
Rules are different to me.
I think you're valid regardless. You can always say like you said, like, you wanted a break,
but I don't want a break.
I understand the rules of unfairness, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't agree with them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
If I said I want a break, and this is just me going off. If you said you want a break, I'm going to believe you. That's it. That's my
Would
next
you really
step.
Believe me, though?
My next step is believing you. If you're serious about it and it's not out of anger, my next step is believing you. So if I choose to wait and stay while you out there doing your thing, and I'd be like, yo, that wasn't fair of you. You kept talking to me, so I thought there was something there. That's my fault and my problem. Well, do I think if you did the same thing as me that I would have the same opinion?
You wouldn't.
I probably won't.
Yeah, you definitely wouldn't.
But I'm saying I'm being a hypocrite. But I don't know. But I'm saying if I tell you, right, I don't want to be with you. Let's take a break. And then I still end up reaching out to you, right? And I'm fucking bitches, though. But you think, oh, he's coming back to me. Look, he keeps talking to me. That's your fault, no?
Yeah, because then it's like almost like naive. But it also is the other person for manipulating you to think that, no?
Yeah.
Because then if that's the case, then you should do what Melanie said and just be like, yo, it's a break up. You know, we might get back together later, but this is a break up.
Yeah.
Like, you go do your thing because I'm going to go do my thing.
See.
What are the rules? If they're at a break, can you fuck something?
What's the time limit? Because you said that there's a time limit.
What determines a break? Right. All right. So let's go back. Bro. We gotta go back to the basics. So the fact that it was said, that's it.
Yeah.
Automatically clear.
Both parties having a break under the same understanding.
Yeah. Ross and Rachel. Ross was good because Rachel said she wanted a break.
Yeah. So he was good to fuck anything that day.
He did.
That's what's up.
He did, and it came back to haunt him because you couldn't, like, you waited off not even an hour, 2 hours.
Because sex is not a love thing.
Yeah, you gotta say that for yourself.
It's not always a love thing.
Yeah.
I mean, making love and sex is two different things.
I didn't see that episode, so I'm not sure what it was for him, but clearly to her.
So what it happened? So let me tell you about that. Let me tell you the cheese man.
So what happened was
no.
All right, let me tell you the cheese man of Ross.
Yeah, I got you.
Recap 1997.
No, it's just one episode. Ross and Rachel finally get together. Mm-hmm. And Rachel gets a new job. Ross isn't handling Mark, who works at her job. He feels like he's flirting with her. He's uncomfortable with her. He's jealous of her. He's jealous of him. And so it's been a problem in the relationship. So it came to the point where Rachel was like really overwhelmed with his jealousy that she was like, I think we should take a break. And he was like, all right, fine. I'll go take a walk. Like, we'll get some ice cream. He thought that's what she meant by break. And she was like, no, a break from us. And she's in her crib, sad off the balcony, you know, thinking about him. He went to a bar. He got lit. And he ended up making out with the copy girl, the Zyrtec.
Coworker.
No, it's not a coworker. She works at
a Xerox.
Yeah, she works at a print spot.
Why is that important?
Because I just wanted to let you know that she was a nobody in terms of the storyline. Like, it's not, it's literally a one-night stand. So he takes her back to the crib. They have intercourse. She's there the morning of. He gets a phone call, a voicemail from Rachel saying, like, yo, I feel really horrible about the fight. I don't want to take a break. I don't even know why I said that. I'm going to come over at 8 in the morning. And he looks at the time, and it's two minutes before 8 in the morning. So he's trying to grab the girl's stuff, trying to get her out of the house before Rachel says she's going to come. And when he opens the door, Rachel is there. And she doesn't know that the girl is there. They get back together. And so he talks to his boys. His boys are like, well, what's the chain of events? Like, who do she know that could possibly get it back to Rachel?
Mm-hmm.
And she knew
the guy that she was working with, that he was jealous of.
No.
Oh.
No. She knew a friend of Phoebe's. They did a connection that it would go back to Phoebe, and Phoebe would tell Rachel. But that wasn't the connection. Her roommate is friends with the coffee shop guy that they hang out with, Gunther, who's obsessed with Rachel. Like, he loves Rachel. So the minute he found out that Ross had cheated on her, he told her.
Did he cheat?
He did. Well, yeah, you stepped out. I felt like, yeah, you did. I felt like it was cheating. It was one day, bro.
I don't think so. Two, right?
No, I know. I could just.
Two, if Ross.
Anytime she says on a break. Yeah.
If Ross felt bad. You see, that's also the conversation we had last time. You just disagreed.
Yeah, you're going against your morals.
I'm definitely not going to do that, but.
But you disagreed.
I just do it as a point.
But y'all both.
Just like the same way you call out my, like, name calling when you don't even care about name calling.
I'm still name call, though.
But you guys both agree that it's, you could do something. You just disagree on the time frame of when.
Who's you guys both?
So, both of y'all. She agrees that you could go and do something, but you got to wait a certain time, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's your time? What's the minimum?
I say 2 weeks minimum to a month.
14 days.
The what I'm
that
waiting
you
for.
You could do something?
After the two weeks, I'm saying.
Yeah,
after the 2 weeks,
okay.
You see a change in this relationship. Like, you see, like, all right, this is really a break. You can talk around the girls. You can see if there's other, clearly this person... You can't wait. Like, you really can't wait.
Yeah.
I can't wait for you.
Because if it's gone 2 weeks, who knows?
Yeah. No. No, I can't wait
for
you.
Who knows?
You think what? A day?
You take those two
breaks. Look.
Focus on yourself.
But you go on break at 8 a.m.
You consider this a day, right? Because she said the word that day.
Uh-huh.
But this been rocky for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That's good points.
Right? This don't just come out of nowhere.
Well, this is a mutual split.
But no way.
Yeah, but it ends up becoming. But you see, it's been rocky. He's been jealous of the guy for a while in this scenario.
Yeah.
And she hasn't been able to deal with his jealousy for a little while.
So there wasn't anything. It was just that. She just didn't want to deal with the jealousy. It was becoming like a thing to her, too.
Yeah, there was. I'm trying to remember what it
was.
Even
though it wasn't
was.
Like.
Well, she didn't, that was like her only reason?
Maybe, right?
Okay.
Let's leave
no,
it at that.
No, that was the reason. That
yeah,
was the reason.
Right? Okay. This is, okay, I get where you're coming from.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, when you have a break, I mean, most of the time I would assume that it's not from nowhere, right? And...
Oh, I remember what it was with Rachel.
What?
Oh, so she was working late a lot. Like, she got this new job in fashion, and she was doing a lot of hours, and it was putting a strain on their relationship. Like, he wasn't seeing her enough. And he told her that, you know, I haven't seen you. Like, I'm catching your voicemail more than what... than anything else. And so she had made points to her, like, yo, this is a job. I'm happy. I'm doing something that I love. Like, can't you understand that? And he was like, is this about Mark? And then that triggered, like, everything else. And she was like, I can't do this. The same fight, the same issues over and over again. I think we should take a break. That's what it was.
So I don't consider it a day.
That's
what
valid.
You don't consider that day one, you mean?
Nah.
Okay, but how long is your thing?
A day.
So you wait the next day?
It depends on circumstances. He didn't reach out to a bitch. It was out.
Yeah, he was out.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It wasn't somebody on the side he's been talking to, expecting
it.
It was a
random
one night
stand. Shoulder to cry on,
stand.
A dick to ride on.
It was a random one night stand. There you go. I think there is a difference in that, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That this wasn't somebody I was waiting to hit up once we break up. Or
that's true. That's
going
true.
Back to an old thing. This was a random, I got lit because of how sad I was, and there was a shorty there.
Who gave you attention. That is true right there. That is valid.
You can't do that, but...
I could do that.
Ross could do it.
I could do that.
But I also understand why shorty was mad.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel.
Yeah. There's no right and wrong with the situation. It depends on what the partners agree with. But since Ross knew to hide that, he knew it was wrong.
He knew
Yep. That right there.
Or he knew it was going to cause a problem, and maybe it's not wrong.
He wanted
wrong
to avoid
her.
It.
Yeah.
He just didn't want to put it.
See, it's tough.
If you step out it, like in a certain time frame.
It's not stepping out.
It is. I feel like... The person that got told it's they want to do a break, you're clear to be like, you said we were on a break, so I did what I did. But to not have more drama in your life, like, this is what I think. Like, in order to not have more drama in my life, I'm just going to focus on myself, go through my feelings, and, you know, feel things through. and wait. And then if I feel like in a month, I would say a month or two, you know, if it was us particularly, I'll probably wait 3 months before I let somebody else into my life.
Yeah, because y'all have mad time together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I feel like 3 months is me being like kind of like, I feel like that's being quick. I probably really would take like 6 months without talking to somebody. Or
it is quick and it is hurtful, but it is. You're an adult.
I heard you're supposed to take a month for every year that y'all been together.
Nah. Right?
Yes. In terms of like focusing on your feelings.
Yeah, I agree. No, I don't agree. But I think, nah, because then I think the part that we do, we forget. Because while you listen, I'm like, damn, 3 months, only shit. Right? Damn, 3 months, that's all it takes. But I mean, like, yo, we're dead ass adults, though.
Yeah, how long would you sit there and.
Nah, yeah, we 30. Like, hold on now.
Like, I think a lot of us, our age, forget that, bro. Just because you've been with somebody when you was 20, you're not 21 no more, though. Like, even that conversation we had on the last pod, that was my whole theory from when I was, like, 16 years old. Like,
yeah.
I don't even know what, I don't care if you're a whore. But our debate was, what's a whore? Mm-hmm. Right? I don't care, though. I dead ass don't. Like, do you.
Yeah.
And do me too, hopefully.
do me too, hopefully, stupid.
But I dead ass be having these thoughts, and they don't even be my thoughts of right now. They be like my thoughts of when we first started.
Back in the days, but then you feel like you have to still hold on to those.
How do you feel like it? It's just those the only it. One you yeah. kind of know. You didn't ever separated mm-hmm. from those, you know, things. You're not realizing we get older, so.
No, yeah. Yeah, I didn't even realize that. We're like, oh, how long do you take for a break? But like, bitch, if you're 40 and somebody says like, yo, I need a break, bitch, I'm trying
20
to
right now.
I'm trying to find the love of my life, and you over here acting like you ain't it.
I also
so,
think that's also like another thing that people shouldn't do.
That's a good point though.
Look for love.
Look, yeah I agree with that.
I agree, but the whole age thing, yeah, like, nah, like I got plans for. Whatever, you know, maybe she got plans for a family and maybe kids by a certain age. And now, all right, I can't hold out and now wait for that because now you're cutting into what I'm trying to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can, though. On.
Me, particularly, as a woman.
That's what I do.
It'd be weird with y'all fucking, like, hopeless romantics that think like that, though. Like, y'all be judging the way I think and y'all's is, like, all over the place.
Well, it goes to, it's a, this is why relationships are hard. It's two people. And if you don't always know what's exactly in that other person's mind and they don't know what's always in your mind.
But I wouldn't, if you
so
came
you're trying
to me,
to fill in the blanks.
I wouldn't believe y'all. Like if y'all were hopeless romantics, right? And I could date both of y'all. Not at the same time though. I wouldn't do that. I'll date you. You know, I'll take y'all both seriously at different times of my life.
Yeah.
But if I say, yo, I need to focus, it dead ass has nothing to do with you. I just feel guilty that I'm putting you through this struggle and I need to learn me real quick so I can be good for you, right? Maybe I don't know how to explain that because this is what.
No, that's valid. But how long does that take? Because that's not a process you could put in time.
Nah, I understand, right? Because maybe me not knowing how to explain that right now is the reason why I want to go work on this, right? You being a hopeless romantic is, mind you, this is without the saying. I'm going to go fuck. I'm like, that's not that fake break shit. I'm dead ass want to focus on me, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not telling you to wait. I'm not telling you nothing. Being a hopeless romantic, wouldn't you give it some time and wait?
That's true.
But I feel like even if you're not a hopeless romantic.
If you know that that's the person you want to be with.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Even if you're not a hopeless romantic, you would still wait a certain amount of time. But then we're trying to talk about what is the proper thing, because now you talked about the age part. That's a really good part, but
I wouldn't wait.
Now he talked about
you're fucking liar.
I would not wait. His word to my mother, I wouldn't wait.
That I want to fix something or work on myself. We all know self-reflection, and that's a constant progress that it don't stop. It's a project ongoing.
You sorry, you agreed before I said the hopeless and made my point. You was on time in that. I can't wait for you. Now I'm a slug because I'm telling you I'm not gonna wait.
You slut.
I think you would wait a certain amount of time, though.
I don't think so.
This motherfucker be so sad.
I don't think you would look.
I would.
I don't think you would go and look for something like right away, but I think you also wouldn't put yourself in a place to be found.
But 100%, I would never.
The same thing.
I would never look. Ever.
How long after the break? What if you initiate a break? How long after are you stepping out?
I don't think I would.
I was ready to catch him off our arguments. How many times that motherfucker said he was on a break?
But you're literally comparing anger to a serious situation. You take anger seriously in your head. That's the real world for you. I understand that. But when you say stuff out of anger to me, it's like I...
Different perspective.
Yeah. I will say this, though, right?
Like, I don't hold you on your word.
I'm gonna look at the focusing on yourself aspect. Because we've been together for 9 years.
Eight
years. I've known you for 9 years. No, we're about to hit 10.
No, we're about to hit 8 years, I believe.
We're about to hit, I've known you for 10 years.
Okay.
I've known you since I was 21, right? Clean. We got together, so we're about to make 9 years in September. And we're not the same person we were when we were 21 at all. And we've gone through some shit.
Okay.
And so I feel like when you know you want to be with a person, the focusing on yourself, you don't step away from it because...
Yes, you do.
No.
You've stepped away from it before.
I've stepped away from our relationship.
You have... I'm not saying...
I focused on myself.
I didn't say you step out, but you left... The reason why we still continued is because I decided to stay. I had nothing... Just because you didn't tell me I want a break or whatever this is didn't not make it that we was on a break.
I could see it. Yeah, that makes sense. Like he said, you can't take a break when you guys live in the same house.
But we...
But the actions that you guys were doing was basically like, okay, we're on a break.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No.
And
no.
You just took it wasn't it as that. It wasn't that. Yourself.
Exactly. It was me focusing on myself, but it wasn't. We were on a break.
Yeah. You was focusing on yourself, leaving me out of it, out of everything aspect that was going on in your life, without really speaking or nothing like that. That was definitely.
So yeah, it felt like it was a break.
It felt like, so what did you do in those moments?
But that's not what it is, bro. Like, I don't know how to
try to catch it.
I'm not.
You have to set a trap.
And not even, but out of a perspective of hearing you.
I just said I
stood
there, so I wasn't.
Because in my eyes, right, I focused on myself. And focusing on myself was just very, like, being aware of what I was feeling, what I wanted to do in my life. I did those conversations solo because I needed to know what I wanted to do. And
I also think you was moving that way out of anger, and your excuse was you're focusing on yourself. So that's why I do have a different vision.
I wasn't moving out of anger. I was moving out of, I felt pushed from you. That's what I felt.
Mm-hmm.
So, as a result of feeling pushed from you, I was like, well, I just have to focus on myself.
So wouldn't that kind of make it a break if you felt pushed away from me?
But I wouldn't call it a break because we would still fuck. We would still talk.
Not really. Like, no, we didn't. What are you talking about?
Well, bro, how long you would go?
With you?
Yeah.
When we're on good terms, I go a little while. And just because we... I had sex once. We lived together. That's what the difference is between.
Yeah.
It still
but
was
then
a
that's
break.
What I,
and without see, stepping out on each other, we did those. We had intercourse.
So
and look,
I
you even
like,
just called it fucked. That's to show you that it wasn't what it is.
Okay.
You don't even speak that way. So that literally goes to, I feel like, puts into example like what it was at that moment of our relationship.
Okay.
No?
No, I hear you. I just don't agree. I just feel like I feel like I was focusing on myself emotionally.
Because
you were pushing me away.
So that's why when I like, not recently, but when I be like, this has been like this for 3. You dead ass never noticed how shit, like real life is happening.
Yeah, no, I live in a different world. So my perspective of our like, I never considered that as a break.
You ever heard Melanie speak? We fucked.
No.
I don't know why I said that, but...
Because I dead ass think that literally was a moment that's what it was.
I would have said have sex.
Nah, you always say intercourse. You did it earlier today.
Maybe I'm changing.
I just think that just showed. I mean, maybe it was just a coincidence, but that showed the words you used just now showed where we was at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think
that's what it was.
And I knew at that point where we were. And I would tell you, I don't think what you're doing right now, and no disrespect, last episode, I told you I don't think you're healing. Because in my reality, I saw you doing that out of anger. I'm healing.
Doing this that is what, out of anger.
Because when you was alone, you'd be like, this is what you told me. Yeah, I was like, yeah, I told you this 4 years ago. Now you want to move alone and do this shit. I thought it was out of anger. Nah, I'm going to show you. I'm going to prove you wrong. That was a part of our relationship where that was happening for you. That was when the Cardi B shit with the money shit happened. That was all during that same time. When your sole purpose was to prove me wrong, even though you was proving me right. Because the arguments, you know, some people, I don't know how to speak. We all know that. But when people try to prove me wrong, I'm like, I believed in you. You thought I didn't? You thought I was hating?
No. It's because you do when you speak to someone about what they're doing, you don't uplift them. You talk down on what they're doing.
You bitch, you could do more. That shit is whack.
Yeah,
all
I
that
hear
little
you.
Shit you're doing is trash. That's how I speak to everybody.
But I didn't feel like that moment was out of anger. The Cardi B moment that you're talking about.
I know, but that's
for
all,
sure.
Yeah.
But the other moments wasn't out of anger. Like me you. Healing. I felt like
I feel like you're healing now.
What I really felt like. And I feel like there are different stages of healing.
But I
yeah,
still,
I do
I
think there's a mock stage where you think you're doing everything. I do think.
See, but
I don't think it's
I
ever
think
mock.
It's still, like, even now, you guys are just showing your perspective in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yo, this is what I'm doing, and this is why I'm doing it. Okay, but this is how it's making me feel because the way you're doing it.
Is the way it looks.
You know, so this is, yeah.
I just...
So it still just comes down to that's why the relationship, that's what I said earlier, is so hard because you start filling in the blanks that you don't know. Mm-hmm. And because you don't know, you plug and play and you find reassurance in that person's actions later on. You know, like if you think, oh, you know, this is a fucking random thought, but if you think, oh, no, she wants to take this break because she wants to go screw some guy. And then all of a sudden, randomly, she's like, hey, I have to shoot late. Now to you, that's reassuring that thing. While meanwhile, she's shooting late because she got an extra scene that she got for the acting or whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's your reality.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Live and die by it. Shit is crazy.
It's a little tough. Relationships are hard, man. They're really hard.
I'm actually embarrassed at how hard our relationship was because it really wasn't hard.
It was so funny. I think the hardest thing in a relationship is communication, though. Especially
like getting out, yo, bro, that ego shit is real, right?
Yeah.
Getting out of that shit, and I'm sure you guys probably still see that I'm still in it. I want to use the word, it might be fake though, it's passionate. And I dead ass be confused, but I'm learning with this one right here. Just for example, the other day, my mom told the story yesterday. She was like, oh, but you said that. I'm like, no, I didn't. She was like, I know.
Wait, but
she was telling me something that I said to prove a point. I'm like, I never said that. And she was like, I know. I said, okay. Right? So it's kind of, for example, when she flamed you earlier, right?
Uh-huh.
She definitely had a reason in her head to why she said it. And it would have took that flaming you feeling out because, oh, I was looking out for you. But she never said it.
Yeah.
So when we...
Or she may have felt like I did enough to portray that message, but, you know, it's
right?
Perspective.
So that's a perfect example. She never said it. So when I come on here and Melanie already fixed in her head the problem we had earlier, and she's on here like, yeah, but that don't bother me. I'm like, you just freaked out on me about it 2 hours ago. Yeah, but it doesn't bother me. How not? So then I start getting like this because she already fixed it. So now coming to realize that and understand that is like, okay. Because I would be confused to how Melanie, we was upset with each other. She was doing more things alone to be away from each other.
Yeah.
Or at least that's what it looked like to me. And then be like, yeah, everything was fine. How? We wasn't speaking. We literally were avoiding each other for months. What is like, you know, oh yeah, but we wasn't on a break. How not? So I'll be, like, confused. But I get it. Like, in your head, you having a different convo, I guess, or something like.
Like, you know. I just don't see certain things.
Like, even.
I just don't look at certain things in the same way. And the best way I can explain it is the airhead.
No.
I think so.
Yeah, no. You are an airhead, you dumbass.
No.
It's not in a dumb way.
I think it goes
way.
Back to the same thing that we talked about yesterday when you were walking in the park. Not yesterday, sorry, last
episode. Hold your thought, please. I didn't really mean dumbass or airhead. I actually do stuff like that to get a trigger reaction and a response, thinking we're going to joke back. But when you guys respond to me serious, it makes me look so bad. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. It was just to have that little altercation. Like I'm not a dumbass. Bitch. Oh, why the fuck you went so hard? And then we laugh because like, yo, you went that hard. That was the joke.
No, it's not the time for that. Read the room.
Read the room.
Sorry.
Talk about how I don't know how to read the room.
See, that was mean. He meant that. He said, read the room, Melanie.
We joked earlier and said that you don't know how to read
the room. Yeah, but you
shot out for no reason. I said it at the same time.
First of all.
That you did a me.
First of all, there's a whole.
I'm not going to be a hypocrite because I literally was like, you're doing me.
You're supposed to play the game. Shoot at him now.
No, but it's definitely not an airhead or anything because, like I said, in the last episode, you talked about how Maleni just appreciates smaller things that we're just like, for some reason, we don't even have a valid reason. Be like, oh, yeah, that's stupid. Like, oh, yeah, look at the bird. The bird is nice. Oh, yeah, the bird's stupid. But it's like her perspective is probably the correct one.
No.
And even if it's not, I don't want to say correct, but.
I don't think those two tie together.
What brings her joy and what piques her interest and makes her happy.
I love that.
We tie.
Those are two different things.
What?
The appreciation for life, right?
Uh-huh.
And the this what love means to me. And then saying, yeah, I took you to.
No, but I'm just talking about her perspective of different things. It's
yeah,
not
but
the same
I think I do think some people, I do agree with the other side. But I think some people. Make excuses and then make the excuses real. Like, this one makes the most sense and attach it. And now this is real.
What I meant by airhead.
I don't consider you an airhead.
No, I think it's more like La La Land.
Yeah, airhead.
Is that?
Delusional.
For sure. I'm very delusional. I think that's the best way to live in life is to be in delusion.
No,
it sucks.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
I'm going to. Put it in the perspective.
I'm in the perspective. I'm
going to put it in the perspective of what we just spoke about.
You told me that I need to start being positive, so I'm trying to be positive.
It's not
and
delusional.
Be, it
and I'm
is.
Allowing everybody to live in their perspective.
I consider it.
It's not delusional. It's literally regular.
I consider that. I use that. I speak that as delusion.
Yeah, but also anger isn't a state of negativity.
100%.
Being negative and continue to stay negative is being negative.
But having a positive outlook.
Yeah, but because we have to have a...
Viewing things that... viewing other people's actions in a particular light, sometimes you feel delusional.
And I think it is delusional.
Exactly.
Because I think if Kaba's angry with me and I look at him like he's, you know what, let me take this positively, that's delusional. I have to... address why he's angry and not move out of it, not let his anger affect me. I understand. I don't have to be angry with him back, but I'm not going to be delusional that he's not upset with me.
Just stay away from anything.
I'm not speaking about that.
I think, but
I'm speaking in terms of sometimes.
But if we was going through something and you was just delusional about it, that means we never solved anything because you was delusional.
A lot of the times.
You heard me or no?
I heard you.
I just want to make sure.
I heard you. But what I want to say is, a lot of the times, as humans, we think everything is about us. Everything. Gaba's angry at me. I think it's already, he's angry. He's passionate about something, and he's talking to me. And it's probably not really even about
That's
me.
That's delusional.
What's delusional?
That you think is about you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
that's why I'm saying it's not a good thing.
But I'm saying naturally we think that.
No.
Naturally we think. We're self-inflicted people who think everything people do towards us is attack to us. So instead, hold on. Instead of thinking, oh, this is really about me. No, this is really about Kaba and what he's feeling.
Okay.
And that's what I consider. Well, that's what I'll call about being delusional. Is about stepping away from the natural things that we think.
No, but I also think that's delusional too. Because there is times where you're like, oh, this is not about me. This has something to do with something else. I'm like, I'm mad at you. This is why we don't.
Okay. And in that aspect, yeah.
So I do think the delusional both is ways. Wrong.
It could be both
I
ways.
I think it's both ways. I think yeah, it's about finding the
being
moment.
Delusional is wrong until I ask you. Being delusional is wrong. Me guessing what it might be or me saying, yo, that's just you and that's how you feel. That's I think those are the unfair moments to people. Look.
And it don't being delusional is not only a bad, like, you know, you can, it, you don't only think of bad things happening. Like, you could think somebody's super up or whatever and be oblivious to all the signs, and that could make you delusional also.
I guess my wording is that I take shit literally. So when you use delusional, I think what you're trying to consider delusional isn't delusional. But the way you're explaining it, it is delusional. But since other people don't think a certain way, you're saying that's delusional, that I think differently than everyone else.
Yes.
I don't think that's delusional. I think that's literally the way we're supposed to think.
Oh,
but the way
we might
you
be
just
using
explained,
this word wrong.
Oh, I know I'm using it wrong. And that's delusional, why I try to explain that I'm using it in a different way.
It says delusional is to believe things that couldn't possibly be true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I think what we're talking about there is where
that's what
it could
I'm saying.
Be true.
We are naturally delusional.
No.
I think so.
Keep saying naturally. That's
yeah.
Not,
if I'm always attacked, I'm always attacked.
That's not natural. And that's you.
That's not natural?
Oh.
Man, I'm not going to let my ego prove a point of how many times humans feel attacked.
Yeah.
Because we're self-absorbed.
You keep saying we.
Yes, we are. You are. You.
Not everybody's like that. You're saying humans. You're literally categorizing every human on earth and saying we.
Okay. I'm gonna respect that perspective. Most humans are self-absorbed.
I wouldn't even say most.
Some humans are self-absorbed. I'm sure Brashad have said these things about humans being absorbed. Some humans are self-absorbed.
Well, Brashad would say, so what? Thank you for noticing that you're self-absorbed. That's what he would say. He'll make sure you're talking about you. And then say, okay, now we got to the problem. You're self-absorbed.
Okay.
And I'm just going from his perspective.
No, I hear
and then he'll
you.
Be like, all right, so why are you self-absorbed? Oh, good. Right. Okay, so you don't want to be self-absorbed? No. Okay, so stop. That's
I'm
the way he gives advice.
Self-absorbed, and I feel often attacked mm-hmm. when people yell. If someone's yelling at me, regardless, like, if you're getting passionate about what you're feeling.
Yeah, if it's towards you or at
if
you.
If it's towards me, talking to me, I'm thinking you're attacking me. You're coming at me. So in order to not have that perspective, because it's not always about me, it's not always about what did I do to you, I change my perspective and I'm like, he's expressing something he's feeling. She's expressing something she's feeling. This is not about me. And I consider that, I call that being delusional. That's what I call it. I don't think that's the accurate definition. I know it's not. But I consider being delusional.
That's delusional is that you think you're the one being attacked.
That's the
delusional
my
part.
Natural instincts, yes.
Is
yes,
delusional.
Yes, yes, yes.
Not the ones
yes,
after.
Yes,
and I also
yes.
think it is too.
But because that is my natural thought, and I have to change that thought mm-hmm. and think a different perspective, I feel like I have to be delusional.
See, this is where I, guys, shout out to self. I think all of that, I'm not saying, we got to put warning signs and everything. I'm not saying that I am completely like this, but I think all of that is wrong. And I know people will be like, oh, but nothing's wrong if it's the way you do it. I could literally just ask, who is this energy for? This is why I'm complaining. Okay, there you go. Now I know. I can't change it in my mind and then say this is what's happening when I didn't get clarification from the other person.
Okay. I'm just telling you my perspective and what I think. That's why I said
I know.
And that's what I be thinking and doing and feeling.
I heard you.
And that's why I live. Well, one, that's why I'll like go self-isolate mm-hmm. to process my feelings, to process what I'm telling myself, to process what narrative I'm living in, mm-hmm. what version I'm creating for you as well. Because, and yeah, it is much easier to ask that person, hey, is this about me? But a lot of the times, when you, if you coming out of an argument with someone and you're asking them, is this about me? They're not going to tell you what's really going on with them.
Said who?
Said me.
Okay.
They're not. They're going to, I think there's two things about people. That's what I think. There's what's really going on subconsciously, things that trigger you, reasons why certain things, certain actions trigger you. And yes, somebody did something to you. There's the surface level as well. And I feel like a lot of the times when people attack and people get angry, me, myself, when I attack and when I get angry, it's usually because there's something else surfacing. Something else is triggering me. Something, I feel unsafe. And so, no, I'm not going to ask you if this is about me, because right now it is.
Okay.
You know, right now it is about me. Right now you are, I did do something to you. But what is really, why did that bother you? Why is this a trigger for you? You can't give me that answer because you're in anger.
Yeah, I think that's wrong, but okay.
Yeah. That's my perspective. So I self-reflect to my perspective of you and what triggers me. What triggered me? Like, what? Why did I get triggered from your anger, from your frustration, you know?
Look, I understand everything you were saying, right? And that's the way you feel. That's the way you view things. You feel attacked. You know, you try to figure it out, right? Mm-hmm. I think the next step after anybody, right? Like, the first step into, like, healing to me is self-realization. Noticing this trigger words, noticing this stuff bothering you, that no matter who does it, it's me. I'm taking this way. Why am I taking this way? I got to sit down and reflect, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's where people go back in time and they be like, damn, my childhood, my mom used to tell me no. So now when I hear no, I freak out.
Mm-hmm.
Now you understand that was your mom, that was you as a child, so now you can move on forward.
Yeah, now
the
you
point
can
of reflecting
that.
Isn't to be like, okay, this is why I'm triggered by it, and then just be triggered by it every time mm-hmm. it happens.
Yeah, I agree.
Right? Like, it's not to do that. It's to be like, oh, this is where I got it from. Let me let go of that. Let's move past this. This don't mean this no more.
Mm-hmm.
I realize where I picked it up from. And that's it. Let go. Which is not easy. Terrible. Tough. You know, sometimes I feel like when I'm giving advice, I always said this for years, that I'm giving it to myself.
Because mm-hmm.
somebody else speaks through me. His name is...
Shut up. Oh, fuck off.
That ass. But
that's his excuse. He gets, what was the other one? The gay ghost.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That was my excuse to be gay.
Cheeks is the most to any ghost out there, Cheeks is the most possessable person you can find.
Mm-hmm. That'll be easy.
For real.
Not easy, for these bitches though.
I was gonna say you was the way you said it. We going on a break that you
Nah, I definitely feel you. You feel the way you feel, you know what I'm saying? But I do think the next step in people's lives is letting go.
Yeah.
And even if you can't find where you get those triggers from, let it go. Yo, this don't mean, like you literally just said it, this may not have nothing to do with why I'm mad. But then you still allow yourself to get mad.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy.
Let it go.
But what's the point of still reflecting and still saying, I know it's not you getting me mad, but I'm mad.
But sometimes I had
And so the other people that believe in the same beliefs that I have, like I believe in God, you have to let go. But you also have to forgive. Like, they talk about it a lot in the Bible. Like, you can't just let go because people, like you said, you'll think you let go, but you actually didn't. Like, you got to put in the work to forgive whatever trauma or who did you wrong or the situation.
Forgive yourself.
Forgive yourself. Yeah, whatever it is, you have to. And until you actually do that, then, you know, it's just going to be a continuous, because you said it before, you can't... Yeah, I lost my train of thought. What was it you said? That you can't... Fuck, it'll come back to
me. I forgot what I was going to say.
See, but like, the trait...
Oh, I remember now. Sorry. Oh.
The cycle would be, usually, right? Lenny has her own belief of life.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to keep poking at it. But you ain't believe that Tuesday. Da-da-da-da. You ain't say that. Da-da-da. That's the cycle we have, literally. You've seen it on the pod. And the people be like, but why are you pressing her like that? Because you didn't believe this last week. This is what I'll be stuck on. Now it's like, this, you know, I'm just going to give advice. This is what I believe, literally. You don't have to believe it, but this is my advice. There you go. Mm-hmm. But I can't, I got to stop letting myself be allowed into someone else's life. Like, that's yours. This is mine. We together. But I can't let every perspective you have be mine or allow it to. You have your own, I have mine. And I think that's cool as fuck. Now realizing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Same thing with the word of God. You're killing it right now. I know we have different beliefs, but you definitely somebody speaking through you to me right now, I feel like. Mm-hmm. Because that's literally, don't say any stupid jokes. That's literally what they say in the Bible too. Like, you know how you're supposed to spread the word. You know there's people on there that force religion onto people.
I'm testimony.
That's not what God wants. God tells you to those people that don't believe, spread the word of me. And if they don't receive it, it's okay. It's not your job to put that onto them. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You let them be known, whatever you have to let be known, and you keep it moving.
Whatever resonates with you, You speak honestly from what it is. And if, whatever you pick up, you pick up. And what you don't is not meant for you.
It's like you make somebody not acknowledge, but you basically make them aware of whatever they're doing or something that's happening. And it's like, look, this is what you're doing. Mm-hmm. I'm just letting you know. I'm going to keep it pushing, but I'm just letting you know.
He said, I'm spreading the word of God. You see what a pedestal he puts me on?
Yeah, I know.
Like, I'm speaking to him. I'm spreading.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember your beliefs what align. It was. Oh, whatever.
No, that's why earlier I said, you know, if you believe in God and the universe, it's all aligned to me. Mm. You know, it's. I think it's made to move the same way. To get the same movement. It's all true. It's just whichever you decide to... You know, hold your faith in.
Yeah.
But I think they all
work the same.
They all work the same.
I think they're different language, but they're the same thing. Like they're different versions. Mm-hmm. Like
it's, you know,
using the different terminologies and stuff.
Different, yeah.
It's just different versions of us.
I think it's all the same. Like I think it really like praying is manifesting is all of it.
I think they're all.
It's energy
tools made.
Gets different because. Other people worship objects and stuff like
that. Yeah.
You said what?
The practices are different because other people involve objects or people.
But it's still involving energy.
No, I know, but I'm just telling you
that
the practices are different.
I understand not.
Like in my belief, it will say 100% don't idolize people, false idols, or objects. So that's what I'm saying. The practices are different, but, you know.
But objects? Objects like what?
Anything.
Mm. Oh, I don't know. I don't know how to explain.
Yeah, but it goes for people, too. Like, you're not supposed to really hope that anything is going to give you anything besides that one thing.
Mm. Yeah, okay. I had, saw a video. I already lost the fucking train of thought of it.
It's your video.
No, I can't remember it. It was pertaining to I feel like it had something to do with the cycle of this is what it was of I tell you I'm triggered and like some people's response would be like, well, that's on you. Mm-hmm. But like I'm telling you, like, yeah, I'm just asking you to, like, I'm working on it. I know it's a me thing. Like, you know, it's a me thing.
Yeah.
But I want you to be aware that this is a me thing and I'm working through it. So it would really help if you can like use these languages or do this instead. So like help me work through these issues. I thought that was interesting. Interesting video that I saw that came up on my Instagram feed.
Nah, yeah. You got to be really like really self-aware and stuff to be able to do that. Like, you know, thing and be like, hey, look, like. You know, this is something I'm working on. This isn't you or whatever. But look, this is how I'm feeling right now. This
I don't give a fuck.
For. And you have people like him.
Yeah. Narcissist.
But he does the same shit. He does the same shit. He's just more blunt.
Yeah.
But he's the same emotional.
I just need.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, right? Because she sent me that post, right? I just don't resonate with it myself, right? Because it's like. How many times we're not going to have this conversation because you're triggered?
But,
like, how do we work through this? Even if we use the right language, you're still triggered, and then it's, oh, I'm triggered right now. Let me go to, oh, can we speak? Like, goddamn, how long do I have to wait for you to not be triggered.
I saw a video.
Well, I think that's different than what she said happened in the video, because in the video, you're still addressing it right then and there. We're just going to try to shift and address it differently right now.
Oh, yeah, I understand
that. It's a teamwork for both of us.
Yeah, if you're saying like you, like, oh, yeah, like, hey, this is making me feel this way, so I'm going to leave the conversation, I think you're being counterproductive.
That's what I think, too.
Yeah,
there
was
this video I saw.
Well, if you don't allow yourself to come back to it.
Yeah.
So there was this other video I saw where the girl, her ex-boyfriend, I think, a partner she was with, had, like, drowned her, had motorboated her.
She's alive, too, right?
Yeah. Motorboat means, like, they'll put the thing on you, put water on it, it makes you think you're drowning.
Oh, no. Waterboarding. Motorboating. I'm sorry, this is really insensitive right now, but
it's
when you put your face in somebody's boobs and you go...
Ah, that's not what he did. Yeah.
So he got waterboarding, a form of torture.
Yeah. He did that to her. And because of that, she got a fear of water. So, like, she has to...
Yeah.
She has to... You're such a dick.
Why are you laughing?
I'm not laughing at her. I'm laughing... I waterboard you, motherfucker.
No. I know that. But I say it because she has to take steps in order to shower. Like, she needs to make herself comfortable every time she showers. Every time she, like, uses... She washes her hair, putting her hair in her sink. Yeah, I think so. And...
Right. I only say that because if it was one of our family members or some shit, the Spanish culture, they threw us in a pool or some shit.
No,
they'd
for sure.
Like,
yeah,
what are you doing? Take your steps here.
For sure. And I think that's the point in itself, is that we come from a culture where we don't have any compassion for each other.
No.
We don't. And we don't even have compassion for ourselves.
Speaking deeply.
I know.
I don't care about compassion.
I brought that video up because she has ongoing trauma. For however long she needs to figure it out for herself. But trauma, I don't think it, because you know what happened to you, because you know,
I know
how to fix it, doesn't mean...
Let go.
No, but it doesn't mean that it's necessarily easy. It's not easy. You said that.
I said it's not easy.
But it's not like, oh, you know it. Now you know where
I
that
said, even if you don't know it,
it,
let it. It doesn't do nothing for you. You know what I'm saying? And this is me with having the fear. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's, that woman is making steps towards, you know,
a normal life.
You know, like, even she's traumatized, but she got to make the steps. And she's doing it.
Yeah.
There's people that know the steps, say the steps, don't do the steps, just I'm traumatized, okay? That's not accountability.
No.
You saying, oh, but that triggered me. Okay, how do we get past that? Like, that's the next step for me. That's not, you triggered me. All right, I understand that. Now what?
Yeah, that's why I like Melody's thing. Like, hey, you triggered me. I know it's a me thing. I'm working on it. I haven't figured it out yet.
Let's try to talk about this in a different manner. Yeah. Let's make solutions
to it.
You know, like, yeah.
Both of us.
Let's do something here. Mm-hmm. You know, but it's not, let me give up on this conversation right now because I don't like it. Because I'm triggered. And then, okay, so I'm kind of, or the other person is still kind of left there with these feelings too.
Yeah.
And you just, oh, I was triggered. Now I leave the conversation.
Yeah.
And then it don't come back. Until you, you know
you
what I'm
don't
saying?
Bring that
or if it
up,
doesn't
yeah.
come back. I'm saying I agree with the steps. But sometimes we make steps for ourselves that we know we could get to. So we feel, look, I did that. You did that last week too. You did that the week before. You did it. You know you could do that already. Let's go for the next one. And I don't know if I remember last week that I did speak about how scared I was with fucking jogging. I did it.
Yeah.
And I know it sounds like, you know, compared to Shorty's situation you just gave, she's scared of water, which you need a shower and stuff. So that's, you know, but I'm not trying to compare. I'm just showing how stupid mine was. Let's not say stupid, but I'm going to use that word. You know, just fear of people in a way.
Yeah, of judgment.
And the next day after the pod, I think I went with Melanie and I didn't have that fear. And I'm like, damn. And then somebody...
Is that because the fear was gone or is because she bring you the comfortability?
She brings me the comfortability. But But also, my boy, I was telling him the same scenario. He's like, you go up to people all the time. What are you talking about? I'm like, but y'all there.
Yeah.
In a certain settings that I'm okay with, like, being alone in this forest shit, you know, it just brings a fear. Being alone by myself just brings a fear, you know? And then when I was doing it, I was so happy because I was like, oh, this is, I made the steps. I didn't acknowledge it and just, oh, I'm scared of that and that's it. Like heights, we gonna acknowledge that one and that's it.
Uh-huh.
We just gonna acknowledge that one. You scared of heights? Yup.
Yup.
We ain't doing nothing to fix that one. Because I don't think that's ruining my relationship with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
But what if you can't experience a roller coaster?
Give a fuck.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about
makes
that.
Valid points. Which one that?
This shit don't do nothing.
You scared of heights too?
No. I'm scared of spiders.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but you have a phobia, which is way different. I don't think I have a fear for phobia. A heightsophobia. I don't think I have that. Because
you just don't know the term, but that's what it is.
But there's certain heights that I could do. I
so,
just
yeah. So then it's
so it's not a fear of like all heights.
There's certain but spiders when, that I could squash.
But wouldn't a phobia, when a fear is a fear, but a phobia is a panic.
No, phobia is a fear.
Yeah, but isn't phobia like more of like a diagnosed thing?
Nah, check that. What's the difference between fear and a phobia?
That's definitely two.
I think a phobia
like a diagnosed thing, right? Like, yo, I can't. I knew a girl that couldn't see pigeons.
Yeah, like some people have phobias. Some people have phobias.
I could definitely do a roller coaster, by the way. I'm just choose not to. I could do it though.
Yeah.
I could definitely do it. Like I don't have a phobia that, oh my God, I'm just not gonna do it.
Yeah, I hear you. I did it.
Like, I could see roller coasters. You can't even see a spider. I could look at a roller coaster.
I could look at a roller coaster, stupid. It took me.
Okay, so a phobia is when you're basically the feeling of fear when you're not really in danger. And fear is when you're scared in danger.
Okay.
So phobia is me being scared of the spider that I can easily kill.
Not even that. You can't even see it on your phone.
Yeah. Well, it depends on the size of the motherfuckers.
Yeah, on your phone.
So a phobia is it's not being in the fear. So the fear is not attacking you.
So the fear is you're not really in danger.
You're not really endangered.
Yeah, like the phone shit.
You're creating the fear in your head.
Okay, got it.
Anxiety.
Got it.
But that's the same thing with the heights.
I could look at a roller coaster, though.
No, but I'm... Wait, so first of all...
You can't look at a spider on your phone. Wait. I could look at a roller coaster.
No, I get that part. First of all, I don't think a fear of heights and fear of roller coasters is the same thing.
Wait, but I could look out of a plane.
Because my fear of roller coasters has nothing to do with heights. I don't give a fuck how tall it is. I mean, it's about speed.
And yours is about speed?
Yeah, I don't like that feeling of your stomach and your ass when you're going mad fast. Like, I don't like
that. But ain't you scared of my balcony, too?
Yeah, but we've seen that's like a normal thing. But I've been on your balcony mad times, so I'm not really scared of your balcony.
I wonder if you could even really have a phobia of heights. Because heights, you really feel like you're in danger.
But you're not.
Because you feel like you're falling.
You could be on a platform, harnessed and everything, and people will still freak out.
All right, good. Check that.
Nah, but you're in danger. If you're falling, you're in danger.
See, I have
jumping out of a plane. That's dangerous.
I have a fear of falling.
Acrophobia is the fear of heights.
Yeah, but I
when you start having anxiety and panicking over how tall you are, that's what it's called.
How high up you are.
Acrophobia.
Yeah, I'll freak out. So like I don't know if I'll cry.
If you go to, I haven't been there, but I think the Edge has like a glass floor.
Yeah.
So like if you go up there and you start panicking and your knees start getting weak, you have that. You have acrophobia.
But I'll be able to do it.
While you might be able to actually go halfway down the building, you'll be fine there, you know?
Okay,
like how you say yours is certain heights.
Hey, I'm kind of freaking out right now thinking about how
that's what I'm saying. Eventually, you'll hit a certain point where you're like, oh, my God.
But I went to the top of the Empire State
Building. We went to the top of a mountain and you weren't scared because it wasn't a look like a peek down, but we were crazy high up.
I went on the Edge and they have that glass thing where you can look down. That shit look crazy, bro.
What mountain I went with you?
When we went snowboarding. Remember when we went all the way to the top off the ski lift, you could see mountains.
What we did after that?
I went home.
Broke back.
I went home.
Went to the food court and waited for y'all.
I did that last time.
Oh, man. What I was going to say, when I went to Six Flags, I was like maybe 15, 16. It took me about like four times going to Six Flags, getting on the line, thinking I'm going to get on the roller coaster.
That's dumb as fuck, too.
You waited on the line?
I will wait.
No way.
I will wait with my family and...
Who waits to die?
No. Who and then I would chicken out. Right, I would just get off. No, not at the end. Sometimes it would be like...
So I've been doing
10 minutes of waiting.
I've been doing shit I'll be scared of, though. Like,
he gonna say something. So,
yeah, like I
went down the slide in DR. That was scary.
Like, I've gone. When was the last time you went on a roller coaster?
I've never.
Oh, okay. See, that's different. I've been on a lot of roller coasters.
I conquered the fear.
Like, my personal choice, if we go to Six Flags right now and you guys love roller coasters, I'm probably going to get on a couple of them with y'all just because I'm not going to be the odd one out. Like, I'm not that scared of them.
I am.
But I'm not going to be the one to suggest let's go to Six Flags and ride a roller coaster.
I want to go.
Nah.
I haven't been on a Six Flags. I used to, so I ended up conquering the fear, and I ended up, my first roller coaster was El Nitro.
How about everybody let's conquer our fears?
Okay, so get on a roller coaster.
If you
want to
see Gaba.
Nope, it's not happening.
Hold the spider.
Not happening.
Comment right now.
If you want to see me, wouldn't be able to do it.
If you want to see me stand on the Empire State Building,
is it the legs?
It's everything about them.
Do it. If you want to see Melanie cheat,
what?
I feel like you have a fear of cheating.
I don't have a fear of cheating.
Oh, got her. She don't have. She cheats.
He got me. I have a fear of falling.
Oh, so you gotta jump off a plane. So you got to jump off a plane.
But
I got to stand on my roof.
I can jump off a plane.
And you got to touch a spider.
Yeah, I feel
everybody
like
has a fear of falling. You can't do anything. It's helplessness.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you got to jump.
But I have a parachute.
You
got
to jump out of a plane.
I'm not jumping out of a plane if you're not jumping out of a plane.
No, I don't have a fear of jumping out of a
plane. So what, you're going to go on a roller coaster?
How you have a fear of heights and you can jump out of a plane?
I didn't say I can. Oh. It's not my fear, though.
What's your fear?
Because you haven't gone up there
yet. I'm going to stand on top of my building.
Like no, bitch.
I'm gonna go to the roof.
No,
I have a fear of heights.
No, you're gonna get on. You have a fear of roller coasters.
It's not high enough. You said it's not high.
You're gonna hold the flower.
No, you're gonna get on a roller coaster.
Who?
You.
Why?
That's your fear. See, you're avoiding it. You rather go on a building top.
He's trying to get content out of us.
Yeah, no, fuck out of here. If we all,
you guys want to grow.
You want to grow too, bitch.
I am growing.
Yeah, you running in the park because that was your fear.
Stupid ass fear. See, I did mine already.
I got it.
Yeah.
You have never gone on a roller coaster. You have never gone on a roller coaster.
I'll go on a roller coaster.
So let's do it.
Okay, so when they open up the Italian feast, I'm going on a roller coaster.
The Italian feast?
Yeah.
Are you talking about the fucking roller coaster, like the Ferris wheel?
Yeah, one of those.
Not a Ferris wheel. I'm talking about a roller coaster.
So we're going to Six Flags?
No, we're going to the Italian feet.
You have to do a real roller coaster, bitch.
Yeah, it gotta be a
and
real.
And just for you, just for
who
you.
Who said that's fake?
Just for us. You, I'll get the speed pass so that you don't even have to wait on the line, because that was the most torturous thing. Because you know what they do? They put sounds on it. And so I was waiting for the Batman, and then you hear the water dripping, and it just, it's
all like
suspenses.
The building
and
up.
I'm like, I gotta go. Okay, I'm not going to this shit. So for you, I'm gonna
get on a roller coaster like that, like Superman and shit like that.
Nah, it don't have to be that one. But you gotta go on like one of the top.
Why are you screaming at me?
You gotta go on, like,
on
one of the top
Nitro.
Seven.
Bully me on top of the shit. I don't like bullies.
Nitro
on one of the
is
top
fun.
Seven. Yeah, Nitro's like number
so
one.
So I can't
two,
go
so
like on
know.
The Six Flags, first of all. Six Flags, they don't have little roller coasters.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
And I feel like the little ones are a little more scarier than the big ones.
I'm going on a little one.
No, they're a little more scary.
You ever
like
been
that
on the mouse ones where it goes like it looks like it's about to fall off and then it goes,
yeah,
like
yeah,
it's
yeah,
mad
yeah,
slow?
Yeah, yeah. I've been on one that you
I've
actually,
been on that.
It almost looks like you're flying.
Get the fuck out of here.
What?
That's what you've been on?
The ones that go like this?
Who forced you to be on it?
The ones that look like they're about to fall, they just
hit them
oh
right.
Oh my God,
yeah,
yo.
I've been on that.
I've
been on the cyclone.
Your body.
You
rips.
Have?
Yeah.
I feel like you're lying.
The cyclone? Everybody's been on the cyclone. The new one or the old one?
Have I been on the cyclone?
The old one.
Yeah. We survived.
I had whiplash.
Yep.
I don't
that's
know
the real
if I've
one.
Been on
no,
the
it
old
hurt.
One.
Yeah, that's the real cyclone.
And I was skinny as fuck.
That's why they rebuilt it.
And I was sitting
it.
By
just
myself.
Giving everybody whiplash.
So I was just like a fucking, you know those, it's just that they proved to prove gravity. That it goes.
Yeah.
A pendulum.
Why you know the name of that shit? A pendulum. That's the shit.
Pendulum.
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 No, she's right. You know why? Because pendulum is the shit you spit, the yellow shit.
Oh. What's that? That's phlegm.
Pendulum. I went to Rye Playland when I was in.
I went to Rye Playland.
And I was with a daycare though. Mm-hmm. So they can't leave any kids behind.
People used to drown in Playland.
So.
Yeah.
Or was Adventureland?
Action Part 2 in New Jersey. Documentary on there. It's really good. People were getting thrown over roller coasters and shit. Continue.
Fuck what he say that.
They closed it down. So, they reopened it, but they closed those rides.
Y'all pissing me off. So I go on. I'm forced to go on this roller coaster.
And I've been to Hershey
Bitch,
Park.
I'm gonna smack the shit out of you, bro.
And I went on a roller
bro.
Coaster
Can
in Hershey
shut
Park.
The fuck up while I speak.
Hershey Park is for children.
Damn. I've been trying to tell stories for mad long.
No, no, no. You tell stories for mad long.
No, 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 no.
I continue because I want to jump in too.
We take turns.
Yeah, but you talk like this.
No, I don't, bitch.
We take turns. No, I don't.
You be holding us hostage sometimes, but I'm with it. Go ahead.
My stories are hilarious.
You was at a daycare. In the daycare, there was a park in the back.
Shut the fuck up. No, it wasn't.
Did you go on the one that you have to lay down like on your? It's like a little roller coaster, but you kind of like.
No, we went on the big one, the dragon, and I was forced to go on, and I was really skinny and small, and I was on the edge. So when they went through a curve, I felt like I was about to fall out, and I was like, never again.
So you stopped going on roller coasters too?
I did. That's why I kept going to Six Flags, acting like I was gonna get on the roller coasters.
I was 12,
and I never did. And then at one point, I was like, "Yo, you just gotta fucking do it." And so I did El Nitro when I was like 17. And
okay,
then we.
So from
before, and then I did all of them. I even did King the Ka.
Before 17, what was the age when you was in Rye Playland?
Oh, I had been like 7, 8, or 9, like elementary school age.
Not double digits.
No, 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 no.
Okay.
I was young.
And you were 12?
11.
Yeah, I had been young. But.
And I was in a cyclone.
You know, but it was so weird, though.
But what was scarier was the
boat.
That's why
I don't like the roller coasters with the latch down.
I don't do those swinging boat rides.
No. I thought
I was going to die.
I did the swinging boat. Because
at one point, it just
There's
feels,
no boat.
It feels, yeah, you're just holding on, and it feels like you're literally like
coming 90, off the sea.
90 degrees looking straight down.
Like, I did that one and the cyclone in one day.
I chickened out at Disney.
So I don't look pussy.
Actually... I was 16 when I did Six Flags, not 17, 16, like 15, 16. Because then we went to Disney at 16, when I was 16, and I chickened out on one of their roller coasters.
Damn.
Yeah, on the Hulk. I chickened out on it.
Oh, that's Universal.
Oh, yeah, all right. But yeah. We went to both of them.
I chickened out on that one, too.
Yeah.
I never been.
That shit is no joke.
I thought I was going to do
feet
it.
Feet dangling.
But some fucking Disney.
I was poor.
And it's right over, like, they shooting water.
My mom
up.
Is really good at saving money, bitch.
I've never been to university.
First of all, what's the definition of poor?
What you was.
Well, poor is like a tax bracket term.
I thought you was.
Yeah, my mom ain't make a
lot of
money.
I didn't go to Orlando. I didn't go to none of that shit. I went to.
Bitch, you got spoiled with presents.
What presents?
I had all the Jordans.
No, I didn't.
The fake ones.
Well, they didn't have Happy Meals.
I didn't have a Happy Meal.
I had Happy
Meals. So we only ordered from the dollar menu. When we were 16, we was able to go to Florida.
I never been to Florida.
What?
You're a liar.
You're to Florida like 4 times a year just
this
to go see
this motherfucker moved
now.
Around all over New York. You can only do that if you have money.
I went to... No, that's why we had to move around because we didn't have. I had to go to Coney Island.
Uh-huh.
It was the only island I've been to.
Yeah, for a long time, yeah. I'm trying to think if there's any other one that I could... Because I wasn't going to Staten Island.
Oh, I've been to Staten Island.
I've been to Roosevelt.
When you were younger?
Roosevelt Island? Yeah, yeah, yeah. When I was mad young, like on a school trip kind of thing. And the one, that's not Roosevelt. The one that the Statue
Rikers?
Of Liberty's on.
Oh,
Ellis
Island.
Ellis
like, yeah, Island.
One of those.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
You said Rikers?
Yeah. Took the ferry there to Rikers.
I was like,
a school trip?
Trip. It's crazy. I went to
see my teacher's ex.
Before, we did a school trip. We did a daycare trip. To see the Statue of Liberty, and we went on the Staten Island Ferry.
They took me to see the Statue of Liberty, and they literally just saw it.
Well, it sucked.
We literally took the Staten Island Ferry, took it to the ferry, saw the Statue of Liberty as it passed by, and then got back.
My dumbass teachers took us all the way over there. We got there, and then they found out while we were there that you can no longer go inside.
I was with you.
Crazy. I saw the Twin Towers.
Were you?
Yeah.
On that, when I did that Statue of Liberty, I saw the Twin Towers.
I wasn't allowed to be there, but I was there.
I remember seeing it. The Twin Towers when we went on our trip to the Statue of Liberty, but really it was a trip to Staten Island.
No. I was there. That was you talking about in high school, right?
Yeah.
I was on that trip.
But nobody knew that. Like, we went all the way over there, and they're like, hey, look, we're here. You can walk around. We
that was a good thing about me in high school. I was able to go on
every
trip.
But you saw it, though.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
You saw it, too.
I think it's a different experience to go inside it and go to the crown or the torches, whatever it is.
Do you have to take an elevator? Or you gotta
you can't go in no more. That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
Still now? I think they opened it before.
I don't know. If it is, I want to go.
Why?
I like better to see it.
I feel like that's one of the life's joys that I didn't get.
A joy?
Yeah.
Me and the Statue of Liberty?
We take it for granted. We got so much nice stuff in New York that we just be like, oh, yeah, whatever.
Nah, what you got to do is get on a boat and see it from there. That's
I did that already. I was on the ferry to it.
No, the ferry don't count. Ferry don't count. You got to get your own boat. Or the jet skis. I want to do the jet skis.
And go see it.
I don't want to see it that
I want to do the jet skis.
Nah.
Yeah.
So what? To see it? Let's
I'm
go.
Scared of water.
Yeah, this motherfucker got a new fear of water.
No, you already know my fear of water.
The other girl had a fear of water.
No.
I'll do it. So my thing is, because I've only been on a jet ski once, as long as I'm going, we Gucci. Like, as long as I'm in motion. If you want me to stop in the middle to talk to you, I'm not doing it. Because what if a whale jumps up, dolphins, killer whales now are on the loose everywhere.
I'm not scared of whales.
The guy, did you see the story? The guy that got swallowed by the whale and they spit him up 45 seconds later?
He spit him up because they don't eat humans.
A whale would know better.
But I don't know if I could hold my breath for as long as until he spits me up. That guy might have got lucky with 45 seconds. What if he wasn't going to spit for another 3 minutes?
Then you tell him to spit you out.
I'm finito.
You knock on the inside.
The guy said it was just pitch black. He was like, he had no idea. It was just pitch black.
Crazy.
So I'm not scared of the dog.
He's like a kayaker.
I would like to meet a whale.
Yeah? How would you talk?
That's how she talked to Winter.
That's how she talked to Winter.
I talked to Winter like the heck, girly girly.
You
got
to go with your mind when you speak to whales. You guys don't know.
No, that's dolphins.
It's every animal.
No, it's not. It's only dolphins and chimpanzees.
Wait. I'm glad you mentioned that. Because I was on the balcony, right? Mm. I was doing oregano. I was gardening. That's a new thing. I was gardening.
Gardening. I like that.
I was gardening some oregano.
You guys had this whole conversation like a month ago. Maybe a month ago. Mad on you.
Wait, no.
To the birds.
Who was in the other room you guys had this gardening conversation?
She was talking about, she went to the birds?
No, this just happened.
Oh.
This literally just happened. This was like a few days ago.
It'd be you that's holding up the stories.
So it was a few days ago. Yeah, like you let him experience this joy.
Ooh,
come on!
This is the first time I'm hearing this.
Yes, he don't know this story either. So I'm on the balcony gardening some oregano, and I've been feeding birds. So the birds they'll come, the little pharaohs.
Yeah,
they'll come and eat. But I
feed you every day.
It was me and Winter. And Winter doesn't bother them. So they were just on the edge of the balcony chilling. So I'm like staring at them and I'm like, come to me. In my head, I'm like telepathically trying to get them to come to me.
Yeah, Fiona.
Yeah, I'm like, come.
And then I came on the balcony.
And then, no. Not you, fuck you. Winter comes to me.
Oh, yeah?
Winter comes to me, and I'm looking down at Winter. I'm not even paying attention to the fact that she's that close to me. And I'm like, oh, you heard me.
That's how it works.
Yeah, the birds didn't come, but Winter did.
I came, too.
Did you?
He's saying sex jokes.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, that was a pretty cool story that I wanted to share.
Yeah, I remember when Winter didn't like me.
She still don't like you. What are you talking about? What y'all want to do? Y'all want to do pillow talk right now?
Yeah.
Damn. I got some tea. Ask my followers to send me stuff. Let's pick the longest one. This one's a three-tier. Okay. This one was actually crazy.
Three tiers. She organized them like cakes.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm starving.
Guys, welcome to Pillow Talk. As you know, this is our segment where we give relationship advice. Disclosure, what you do.
Disclaimer.
What you do with
foreclosure.
If you need closure.
How's it going?
Disclosure. Disclaimer.
I think disclosure works, though.
Yeah, you would have thought I was gardening. Disclaimer.
Wait, I think disclosure works, though.
You would have thought I was gardening.
We got to look it up. I think it works. No?
Yeah, that's what I said. I don't know. I never heard that, but I know disclaimer works.
It's to disclose something.
Disclosure.
Let me see. The action of making new or secret information known.
Oh, no. It's not secret.
Disclaimer.
The Pillow Talk is a disclosure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a disclosure segment.
Disclaimer.
Okay.
One more time. Disclaimer.
Yeah.
Whatever you do with the advice we give is on you and your own decisions. We are not responsible. We are not responsible for what you do with the advice we give. Okay. All right. Let's get into it. I was 21. And shut up. Don't interrupt the fucking story.
I didn't know you went into character.
Duh. The fuck? Who?
You gotta say,
who?
I'm an owl.
Who? Who? Fucking owl.
21.
Metro Boomin, shut your ass up and make some drums.
That shit crazy. You dead ass gotta go to work and make some drums.
When somebody force tells you to go do something you was gonna do anyway.
You there.
And my son was already working on a beat.
Now you gotta stop.
I'm not doing it because Drake told me to do it.
I'm doing it because it's my decision.
I want to make the drums.
I do it when I want to do it.
Okay. For real. I was 21. And the guy I liked, he was 26. It seemed perfect. As you're meeting that person, I ended up getting pregnant. Moved in with him at his parents' house. And then when everything started going wrong, he would get so drunk and started checking my phone and would take my phone with him to see what I was supposedly hiding and stuff, and would come to my room while I was trying to sleep because I was working while pregnant.
Oh, first mistake. Wasn't your room. Yeah.
And it's a bit exhausting. And I would be like, well, those are old. I guess I was too busy falling in love with you and not paid much attention to my phone. I forgot to erase a few things from my past.
Manipulation.
No, it's not.
Gaslighting.
But as time went on, it was still the same. He would get drunk, accuse me of cheating or hiding things. One night, he got all crazy about a simple sweater that I worked my ass off for to buy myself. Wait.
Uh-huh.
My girl, hold on. She don't be putting paragraphs in here. Hold on.
Periods?
Parentheses. Parentheses of periods. Okay.
He found a sweater.
He found the simple sweater that I worked my ass off for. I worked my ass off to buy things I wanted. And he thought my ex or a guy bought me this sweater. And I was like, no, I don't need no guy to buy me things. That's why I work for it myself. And he ended up burning my sweater. And another night, he broke my phone right in front of me. Tried getting it away from him while I was big and pregnant, handling all that toxic stuff that I didn't need to. And I had everything packed up and was ready to leave. He would let me leave in my car that I got myself. He's helped me pay for it when it's messed up and didn't run, but from him. I don't understand that sentence. Didn't run, but from him helping fix my car, he said it was his car. Mm-hmm. Okay. So because
car didn't work, he helped pay to get it fixed. And because he did that, he's saying the car is now
it's basically is our car now.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Times goes by. Still the same with the same shit hasn't changed. He got drunk while I was having contractions. That's crazy. This was on Thanksgiving Day. Went to the hospital, was told I wasn't much dilated for them to keep me. Had to leave. I had to literally drive back home while having contractions because someone was too tired and didn't get much sleep.
Well,
I mean, of course I didn't either, let alone.
Well, he shouldn't have drink and drive. So that was the safety rules.
Let alone while having contractions. Had my baby boy on 11/25/23. Healthy, nice. Beautiful as can be.
Fire. Yeah. Congratulations.
I'm still with this guy.
Yeah.
And everything he's done to put me, to pulled me, push me, grab me from my face while pregnant after baby boy was a few months old. He's still drinking to this day, getting drunk. He's even grabbed the steering wheel and tried moving it to almost crashing while having my son at the back. He's been all drugged up with cocaine. Oh, my God.
What's the advice you need?
And while he was all drugged up, would push me again a few furniture. Hasn't had a job since December. After my son was born, been on my checks from maternity. Hadn't had one of my checks to myself. I've been ready to go home, but till this day today, I'm still here with him. I love him, but I'm just at a point where I'm just here to be here. Don't know if I love him anymore. Well, I picked that one to read because I wanted to tell you, girl, you need to leave. You need to leave. It's not safe for you.
Bro, I'm tired of the whole fucking, I'm staying with him because he might change. Like, I fell in love with him, so a year.
I'm going to keep it a buck. I didn't understand most of that.
I'm sorry.
I understood the whole thing, uh-huh, but, like, uh-huh, the thought process, like, why are you emailing us?
I'm going to
you got to get up out of here.
I'm about to read, like, well, do I need to read?
No, we know.
No, well, right? We understand. Okay, so yeah. We don't. Yeah, but I picked it because I felt like there is a lot of relationships where we endure trauma and we're in this abusive relationship and we don't walk away because we have hope for a better tomorrow.
We have hope for a better tomorrow.
That shit is whack. That shit is corny. And some people got to grow up.
No, honestly.
We just finished having a whole conversation about people need to work on themselves, right? And I keep emphasizing next the point that if you got to work on yourself, that's not an overnight process. We all know it. Anybody who has even tried to work on himself knows that is, it goes on. It just don't stop. So if somebody you waiting for in this situation, how long are you going to be waiting for? He got a lot of work to do before.
My guy's an alcoholic. You need to lock him up.
He also does drugs.
Next time he to put his hands on you, you need to lock him up. You're not saving nobody. You're not protecting him.
Well, you could just leave.
And you also leave, not, but lock him up.
My thing is,
why you got to lock him up?
Because there's consequences to your actions.
No, wait.
Don't lock up your baby daddy. He
fuck out of here. Lock him up.
He clearly needs help. You got to worry about you, yourself, and your kid. And I don't see it during that whole thing. I didn't hear not one thing that she got out of the relationship.
Yeah,
besides he fixed your messed up car.
I'm not saying don't lock him up. What I'm saying is don't wait for another situation to happen.
Get up out of there.
Him up and then now you're going through the...
Don't...
That's what I mean by
get
up
out of
there.
Remove yourself from that situation. Yeah.
What y'all think about... separate. Our advice for you, girl, is to step away. And if you are in a side of you, because I know there's other people who are in relationships where, you know, we endure a lot of things that we don't need to endure.
We don't.
Out of love.
Whatever,
we don't.
Whatever reasoning in your head that you are making up to yourself to make it for why you're staying, it's wrong. No matter what it is, I know that you know we care about people and we grow attached to people, but no matter what, it's wrong. If that person is harming you,
we take it to a different level.
I'm trying to pull at you right now and say we. It's so hard for me. It's so hard.
What do you mean?
We don't need to deal with that no more. I'm here like, I don't deal with that. I don't even know why I'm saying we. But Malay says we so much, but I'm just trying.
No, women, yeah.
Yeah.
We.
You. We don't.
I'm not part of this. You need to get up and dip. And if you feel like we talking to you too, that we talking to you too. Dip. You dealing with something that you shouldn't be dealing with. If you have some type of guilt or something that keeps you there, remove it and dip. Because I don't get your things,
get your bags, and leave. That's not safe for you. That's not safe for you. And it's clear.
He stole your car. You stole his crib.
It's clear that it's like a cycle. He's clearly an alcoholic. And it, I don't know.
Your son is only 6 months now. You get out of there.
Staying is not going to change. That's why.
That's what I'm saying.
Staying is not going to change. It's not the only way you can help somebody that's literally doing things to themselves like that is by leaving. Mm-hmm. Let them see their actions. Let them see that there's consequences to the way they're treating you.
You can't, and Cheeks, you can attest to this because you are, you know, a recovering alcoholic. So you know, I don't even know how to address it.
Yeah.
But you know that that's something that you had to work on by yourself.
Yeah.
You couldn't do it. Melanie couldn't help you. I couldn't help you. So it's like he has those things he has to do by himself. And, you can't do
that. And that's why I did that as Cap. But I'm loving that that I did that video and people are taking something from it, right? Because I don't think, to be honest, me during those stages, if Malay would have been like, I'm leaving you if you don't sober up, I would have not took that as a threat.
Yeah.
I would have took that as a consequence either. Mm-hmm. Especially if I did take it as a consequence, okay, I'm going to drink more. I don't want to feel this.
Yeah.
So it's like, to me, those aren't ever the steps. You don't do that to help thinking it's going to help the person. You don't give somebody consequences thinking it's
going to help. You don't give an ultimatum.
It's going to help that person. Like, because I may not view it the way you view it.
Yeah.
And this is just, I'm not defending dude. Leave that motherfucker. I'm just saying leave him for you. Don't leave him for him. That's not how this works.
Yeah, that's true.
And
you got to worry about you, yourself, and your son.
Whatever he gets out of you leaving, that's on him to decide. That's not on you. I'm leaving for you to get your shit together. Never in your life. Because it doesn't work like that. Imagine if you do think it works like that.
Yeah, putting your hopes and time and faith into
something. And now you sad because he never changed?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. He fucked up. That's on him to deal with. You know, if you do want to help him, I'm sure you've tried, and he don't take it, you leave. You move on. There's people that feel guilty for whatever happens after that. That is not your problem. That is not your fault. You tried. You made an attempt, now go. Disappear.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If anything happens to him after that, don't feel bad. You could cry, you could be sad, but don't feel bad. It's not your mistake, bro. I think people have that trouble.
Oh, I could have helped.
You did. You did help.
Make him aware of the problem, and that's all you could do.
And that's the only reason why I changed my habits or what I was doing, because I did it for me. If you were threatening me that this is for you,
who cares? Yep.
And it's not who cares. I would have did it for you. You would have not noticed. Now I'm going to do it again.
Yeah.
So once I did it for me, that's when I didn't want to feel this way no more. I don't want to do this no more. I don't want to be drunk fucking all the time.
Yeah.
Saying shit that I don't want to be saying.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Leave for you. Don't leave for him. Leave for you and your safety.
And for your baby's safety.
Yeah.
Now it's really not even just about you. Your child shouldn't be raised seeing a toxic environment like that.
Yeah.
You're not doing them any favors.
Handle it.
And that's our pillow talk.
It sounded like we did a prayer. It was, though. That was from the soul, what I was saying.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like sometimes it's just that simple.
It's just go back. This is going to be called self, right?
This is self-reflection episode.
That was self. It's self, bro. You can't stay for somebody. You can't think you're going to. You are you. Worry about you. That person's making a mistake. That's himself. It's not you. Mm-hmm. You know, you save other people along the your ride of life. You can't save everybody.
Save yourself.
Save your fucking self.
With that being said, my final quote.
Okay, me first.
My new little segment. Go ahead.
Me first. Loneliness. Hold on.
Gabba's over here already nodding. He didn't even say nothing.
I didn't.
What do you mean?
People relate to loneliness. He's like, he's nodding over here like.
I already know he's going to his bag for this one.
I did this quote. Melanie posted it. It was, when you're alone, is it truly loneliness or is that freedom? But you don't know what freedom feels like, so you resonate with the loneliness. Be free. Stop being lonely.
And that was a message brought to you by
WPSM.
Presidential candidate. Stephen Agron.
See? Pedestal.
Mm-hmm. I know.
President.
That's what it sounded like.
Kennedy. See, I got the greatest people
what's
around
your, me. What's yours?
Mine is, gifts come every day. So don't wait for Christmas.
Very nice.
Or your birthday. Or Valentine's Day.
No.
Or Father's Day. Or Mother's Day.
It means it had to have been said by somebody.
Oh, is that what that means? But I'm quoting myself.
Oh, you're making new quotes?
He did.
Okay.
How about I say something and then you quote me after?
Okay.
No, or Valentine's Day. Or
can I say mine? Can I say mine?
Yeah, go ahead.
Fucking idiots.
Well, how are he getting?
Is it yours? Who'd you taking this from?
Life's not happening at you. It's happening from you.
John F. Kennedy.
Melanie Cruz. I don't know who said that.
He just told you he said it.
No, John F. Kennedy said
it. Look, see that quote right there?
Itself. Why
you got to move to the next step past I feel triggered. It's not happening. Life's not happening to you. It's happening
Life's
with you.
Life's not happening at you.
Just
it's happening from you.
Just because you feel triggered doesn't mean you have to pull it.
I'm out.
Just stop shooting with an empty barrel. I'm out. Take time to fill the barrel up.
The grass is actually... Just all right, lady.
wait, I got one more.
One more.
Wait, you said grass?
Yeah.
Just because the grass isn't always green, the cow will still eat it. I'm out of here, y'all. See y'all next Wednesday.